WJFK.
Donna Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Donna Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
WJFK for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped the shoddy studio to the Washington, D.C. underground. Today, still wanted by the FCC, they survive as DJs for hire. If you have a problem that no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can listen to The Don and Mike Show. Starring Don Geronimo.
He does not work well with others.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Read the TV guide. Don't need a TV.
Golden Boy, Mike O'Mara.
I was thinking of the immortal words of Socrates, who said, I drank what?
You mean you don't feel a certain degree of urgent pressure on the inner wall of your bladder now, right at this moment?
I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, could find a little action.
Legendary newsman and sexaholic, Buzz Burbank.
Chicks dig me. Because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Tell you what I do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
Proud German, Rob Spiewak.
Hail to the king, baby.
You're good for nothing. Get out of my face. You make me sick.
Can't you do anything right?
You'll never see your children again.
Stop. If this sounds familiar to you, you are not alone.
Ich dachte, du machst vielleicht eine Story über die Probleme der Golfbälle.
This message is brought to you by Stop Domestic Violence, a program of Behavioral Health Services North, the United Way agency.
Career phone screener, Joe Ardinger.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Cops don't like me, so I don't like cops.
From the moment I slapped eyes on this hombre, I smelled trouble and refried beans.
And John Norman.
Oh, he's a feisty little fellow.
Feisty indeed.
Here you go, Sonny. A little something for the old sweet tooth.
Girls will get sterile just looking at you.
Okay. I like that one, too.
That is from a cat named Bill Barris.
Thank you, Bill. Any relation to Chuck?
Double B? Thank you. And now, sing our name.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh.
America, 877-265-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Is that good?
Dennis Murphy listening to Tommy James and the Shondell.
Yes, Crimson and Clover. Look at the sparkles.
Hello.
Red, white, and blue.
Perfect.
It's good. Unbelievable. Oh, God. Sparkles! Sparkles! Crimson and Clover! Unbelievable! Oh, is that all right? Is that good? Unbelievable!
of a tribute.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, just one more of those.
Did you hear him at the very end when he goes, he says, Rob,
is that good?
Dennis, if you're listening, that is a tribute.
It is.
I honor you with that.
Man. You know, you keep laughing, I won't stop.
Sorry. Oh, my God. It's kind of a new twist on Dennis.
Yeah. Turn the page.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Well,
okay, y'all, you know, the opening.
Yeah.
It's a show, blah, blah.
Don and Mike show. You want to know the date? Look at the newspaper.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Want to know the time? Look at your watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't have the time? Get a job.
Thank you. Right.
There you go. Hi, everybody. Phone number? Unlisted.
Yep. Right. Don't bother. You happen to have it, consider yourself lucky.
Use it. Let me see. No, we should give out a phone number. 877-365-3636.
Okay.
Don and Mike show.
Right.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
And let's see. Oh, you know, you can hear us on our website, donandmikewebsite.com. You can email us there at donandmikewebsite.com. iTunes has been fixed. I had a slight problem with iTunes today. Perhaps Yanni. Hey, Yanni.
Problem?
Well, I went to iTunes, and it immediately said, because I subscribe to the Don and Mike show on podcast,
mm-hmm.
because why not?
Yeah.
Right. Well, because why not? Good.
Bravo.
So I went and immediately it said, accessing, downloading, and it downloaded the episode where we were fat guys. The part of the show where we were fat guys.
Very good.
From yesterday, or when was that called?
The day before. A
couple of days.
The day before.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world! It's on raining. A summer Kong!
It's raining food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what it downloads. It's raining food. And I thought, great, it's up to date.
Oh.
The problem is I went to try to find where we were listed, and I can't find a listing for talk radio. I did a search for us and I couldn't find us, Yanni.
I noticed that the other day when I was loading the stuff up, and I think they've changed some of the categories. The talk radio one has gone away. I noticed the old ones that I have are now showing up as public broadcasting, so search in there.
Search in public broadcasting.
That's us. Okay. Yeah. Very good with the no nasal exhale.
No.
Working on it, Mike.
Oh, man. I kind of miss it.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Johnny.
Thank you.
Listen, to not start the show by talking about the crap that everybody's going through at the airport today.
Right.
And you can only imagine.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's nuts again.
The people at the airports today.
The British have a way of using the language just a little bit better. You know, what do we have? Orange, yellow, you know, those codes that we have for the... They have critical.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is a word that just sounds a little scarier than any kind. And obviously, it is
it's
a critical,
critical.
Situation. Mm-hmm.
It's critical.
It's critical.
We must have you shampoo.
Mm-hmm. And no gel. No styling gel.
Absolutely not. You know what that means for me? I got to take trains from now on.
I thought you were going to be John Madden.
No styling gel.
Your cosmetics don't come with you in a handbag on the plane.
Carry a case of gel.
Well, I know that we'll talk at some point today about what's going on. Really nothing bad has happened, but everybody's aware of what's going on. Let me start here with two great magazine articles, both of them brought to my attention by my girlfriend.
Okay.
Last night. She was over. Oh boy, we. She and I. She's a really good girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
Janet Adrian. You know, Rob, why are you applauding for her?
It was gratuitous applause for the comment, the nice comment about the girlfriend.
You don't like women.
Yeah, but if I had to rank them, I'd put her towards the top.
Okay. Right. There is no higher praise than that.
So anyway, we. Boy,
that dripped with sincerity, didn't it?
Dripped with something.
My God. She and I can ride that roller coaster. She's got a job, and she's very successful in her field, and she's got a big deal coming up. you know, one of these, you know, home run out of the park deals type thing that she's got coming up. And she's uptight about that. And by the time I had arrived home last night, Wednesday night is normally the night that she comes over and we hang out. And she's nice enough to make me dinner. And it's a nice thing. And then I, you know, then she leaves and I go to bed. And it's a very nice routine that we're in.
Right.
I got there and she was very manic. She said, oh, I'm sorry, I just walked in 2 seconds before you did. I can't believe I left the office today and I forgot the thing about the deal. I had to go back to get the thing about the deal. And then I had to go walk the dog. And I didn't have time to go to the store. And I said, whoa. You know, slow down. Daddy's home. Slow down. Have a drink. And just chill out. I said, you don't have to make dinner. Yes, I do. It will make me happy to make dinner.
And I said, that relaxes some people.
Well, she said this as she was really shaking.
I mean, I know cooking relaxes.
Shaking like she's got the palsy. She was standing there really like, and she said, let me, and then she turned. And
eating it actually relaxes me even more.
She wanted to grab something, and she accidentally knocked her purse off the counter. And she said, oh, my God.
Oh, she had a meltdown.
And really,
last strong.
She was running upstairs. Running upstairs. Right?
Wow. Stressful day at the office.
I've been in the house less than 3 minutes.
Was her purse full of explosive gel?
So she comes back downstairs. And I say, what the frig is going on with you? And she says, nothing, I'm fine. I'm fine. Let me make dinner. And I said, okay, whatever you like, whatever you want. She said, you know what you could do? Would you please make me a drink? And I said, F you. Now, that was a joke.
Yeah. You said, I mean, because it's obviously a perfectly reasonable request.
Right.
You said it to be funny.
She said it very politely. She was in an awful mood.
But if she's in that stress way, she probably missed it.
She's just standing by the she's standing by the stove or wherever, you know, the microwave, and she's you know, would you please, if you have a second, just make me a drink? That would be great. I said, F you.
And did you exhale when you said it?
Yeah, but it was just like, F you. And she went, what? And I said, hello, Joe. Mm. You know, I said, really, do you think I'm really going to say F you? And then, you know, there's that awkward moment. And then I left and I made her beverage.
Yeah.
And then we sat down. And now I've been dating her, about 7-8 months, something like that. And she's my girlfriend and all. But as we were sitting down last night, I said, shouldn't we really discuss, you know, what's going on inside that brain of yours? You know, because we haven't talked about, you know, why you're hanging out emotionally on a shingle. And she said, after dinner. It was like everything was focused on this goddamn dinner.
Right.
And I said,
was it a good dinner?
I don't know, Mike. I didn't have it. Because, I said we were, and I was not busting a ball. I said, by this time it was like 9:30. I said, I'm not hungry anyway. And besides, by this time, I really shouldn't eat this late anyway.
Too late to eat.
I said, what I would really rather do is what I wanted to do when I came home 2 hours ago, ask you what the frig is going on with you and have you just tell me. I don't want to have dinner first. I'm not hungry. And I wasn't a total jerk. I said, thank you for making dinner. I appreciate it.
You wrap it up.
Go
to waste.
Well, it got wrapped up. It got wrapped up. And then we
find out what it was.
Oh, no, it was that chicken Chesapeake I like so bad.
Yeah. All right. That doesn't keep real well. You might want to eat that tonight.
I will. I'll have it tonight.
Okay.
So we were sitting at the kitchen table, and we were talking, and you know, it's that thing where one thing leads to another thing, and I said to her, I said, well, congratulations. She said, what? I said, we just might as well be married. And she said, what do you mean by that? Because she had like half tears in her eyes and it really caught her off guard. She didn't understand my meaning. I said, because we're sitting here like married people going through this crap because you have to go through this crap because you're married to the person and that's part of the deal. I said, you know, I care about you, et cetera, et cetera. But I said, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So what it is you're exiting the honeymoon period, and you're actually verbalizing it, which a lot of people don't do.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's very honest, and I'm very honest as well. And good. And
that can do no good in a relationship.
No, I disagree, Mike. No.
Hey, what do I know, right?
I disagree.
No, I'm kidding.
It worked for me and Frieda. It worked for me and Janet. So we talked some more, and then she left.
Mm-hmm. And everything's fine. I should clear up that I was making a little joke there about the honesty thing. I didn't mean that seriously, just in case anyone's listening.
Yes, everything is more than fine. You know, and part of it is, actually, I have to tell you, after being married to Frieda for almost 25 years,
right.
Yeah, and loving every minute of it, but, you know, I was, you know, like every guy, you know, under her thumb,
mm-hmm.
there is a part of me that I really try to keep under control, but it is just...
What part is that you try to keep under control?
The part where you actually stand up and say what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as you know, when you're married for a long time,
keep that in check.
You could, I mean, you can't say to somebody,
right.
You know, like I couldn't have pictured myself after 24 years, after 20 years, after a year of marriage with Frieda, sitting there and saying, "Hey, listen, this is not what I signed up for."
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on, no, cut the crap. I mean,
right.
There's no way. But
you couldn't do.
But I, you know what? Here's the thing. It's called leverage, and I've got it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have it before. I mean, she's got it as well.
Right.
I would say the exact same thing. I'd say the exact same thing to my girlfriend. She's got leverage, too.
By leverage, you mean what?
By leverage, I mean... Oh, see, you know what you're doing? You're being a bad man now.
Why? I'm asking.
Because you're...
I'm not trying to lead you down anything you don't want
to
say.
This is going to come out a way that I don't want it to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I know what you mean.
By leverage, what I mean is...
Both could go your separate ways,
yes, because,
at the drop of a hat.
Because I'm a single successful guy and she's a single successful chick.
So it's equal.
That's exactly what I mean.
Right. You like what each other brings to the table. You enjoy it. You're not at the stage now where, you know, well, first of all, there's nothing formal.
No.
And, you know, you're not at the stage now.
Did I scream that loud enough?
I think we all got it. And I understand that. What it is you're honest because you're not that... concerned about it. Doesn't have all the ramifications that something would have if you were married for a long time. Neither one of you is legally obligated to take crap.
Yes, and I make a point when I say something like that to her, mm-hmm. you know, I say, you know, you can give it back to me, and,
right.
and not that she hasn't,
right?
She certainly has. She's belted out a few out of the park my way. So last night was an interesting night. It was I guess she's officially my girlfriend now.
So did it end well? End okay?
Yes, everything, of course, everything ended fine. I mean, everything always ends fine. I mean, you know, all she really wanted was, you know, she just wanted a hug and she just wanted, you know, someone to say, oh, mm-hmm. you know, you had a bad day and I understand that. Oh, and Rob, we could really use that song right now.
Yeah, because she obviously did have a bad day.
Mine's
gone very well today, incidentally.
Good. Your day?
Yeah, today's much better than yesterday was. Or was it the day before? What's the day you played me the song? 2 days ago, I think. Yeah. Yeah, two days ago. Yeah.
We're good. Thanks for the update. Now, why'd you roll your eyes?
Because, you know, I mean, they're all the same, basically. They're
kind of a blur.
They're all going to be the same for a while.
All of the days are the same?
Yeah, they're all going to be the same for a while. I can't really talk.
Anyway, it was a unique experience with Janet.
Well, you're growing. What you're doing is you're growing, and that's nice. That's the way it works. Relationships grow. You know. That's what happens. You know.
So So anyway, she we talked afterwards, and you know, and I'm not. So proud that I will tell you, I apologize. I said, you know, I'm
good for you.
I'm trying to learn here, you know, but I'm not a mind reader,
right?
You know, and I said, you know, God knows, with Frieda, we broke through that wall right away. You know, let's lay the cards on the table,
right?
You know, just whatever it is, just lay it out there. Just save the time. I mean, it was not the best night ever, but. She made up for it today. Made up for it today.
I think I've learned that saying what you feel in a relationship and cutting through that crap is a very positive thing, because it really, you might have some tension at a certain point, but overall, I think in the long run, it relieves the tension.
Why? My tension relieves today.
Did you?
You get what I'm saying?
Oh, congratulations.
You understand what I'm saying?
Good for you.
Not the usual way.
Good for you.
Not the usual way. With another person.
Oh, really?
Hey,
it's a hell of a lot better, isn't it?
That's right.
It really is a lot better.
Yeah.
You feel more normal that way.
I think so.
You don't feel like a dirty boy.
Like an audience?
Yeah, with Big Ed from next door. He likes to watch.
Well, who doesn't?
He likes to watch. No, I mean, she's a sweet woman, and she felt bad, and I called her this morning, and I said, don't worry about the day ahead, blah, 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 blah. And I said, so if you're not, if you're, like, in between appointments or something, if you want to, swing by for maybe like something that didn't happen last night.
That's the best.
Yeah.
That is the best.
Everything's fine.
Oh, good.
Everything's fine.
It helps.
Well, good. And this was also my long-winded point on this. She also then said to me, she reads a lot of magazines, and she said, there are two articles I'm surprised that you have not talked about on your show. And again, I'm defended, hold off with the show prep, okay? Please, take a step back from the curb. I'm the professional. You are a new listener.
Right. I could tell her that.
So she said, well, okay, you probably know best, she said, but then again, I'm sure that you have seen the Us magazine that has Leah Remini on the cover that says, how I lost 80 pounds while she still looks like a fat ass.
She's got it. And she's got you there, right? Yeah.
And I said, well, no, I hadn't seen that. Oh. And then she gave me this one. She said, oh, or maybe you haven't seen the new Esquire that has the article.
I meant the article.
But the woman in the
That's
article,
not a
yes.
figurative statement. That's a literal. Yeah.
This is new.
That means two things.
So
here we go. Are you ready?
Maybe not.
No.
I think we can most likely read this on the air. I think that we can
maybe dance around the difficult parts.
We can work our way through this.
Rob's cheeks are starting to get flushed. Oh, you looked it over? Okay. He sanitized it.
No, that's no guarantee.
He read it in the bathroom. Alone.
Him looking doesn't mean me reading it, so be advised. Oh, my God, that's so cool, because they'd want to have sex with both sides.
Hello.
There's nothing here we can't see. Hello there, Janet Adrian.
Hello. Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi. Hello. Just want to just check in. I was just talking about last night. Talking about today.
Thank you for pulling me off the ledge.
Thanks for dinner. And thanks for
the article. Who doesn't get on the ledge in this fast-paced life we lead? Who doesn't get on the ledge once in a while? Don't we all get on the ledge? I mean, if you're working and you slam the dragon, you got stuff to do. Everybody has those.
But really, just for future reference, if you have a bad day at work, if you have a bad day at work. I hate this goddamn song.
Oh,
yes, swear to God.
We part company there. I love it.
Oh, it's going to make you cry.
If you've had a bad day at work, pick up that Thai food or pick up that Chinese food. Don't sit there like a crazy lady making food like your life depended on it. Please.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Yes, I'm just waiting for him to say you had a bad day. When does he say that?
It's another bar.
Hey.
What, Janet?
I'm having a very good day today.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
Thanks to you.
Oh, no. Hey, no. Thanks to you.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Thank you.
You hear what I'm saying? Thank you.
Okay, Dr. Don.
No, thank you. You may call me by my real name on the radio if you like.
Okay.
You can call me Mr. Source.
Had a bad day.
I like it home. Just like it home, Source. I might call you that myself.
All right.
It's
sweetie.
My pleasure.
Okay.
It's my pleasure.
You can stop saying that. And got the articles, so we're set. We got the magazines. We're all set. Thank you for those tips.
I'm glad you liked it.
Okay. All right. See you later.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Don't do anything crazy. Don't do anything crazy.
He's gone now.
So, anyway.
Gone now.
So we have all that, and then, I'm ready to give her, like, a boatload of attitude, like, because this was in the middle of the fighting last night.
Right.
I was like, please, don't think you can feed me show prep ideas, please. You know,
right.
Do I tell you, how to go out and sell salami?
Right.
Please.
She's the best in the country.
I gotta say,
Salami Queen.
Abe Frommer.
That's so flattering. So from Esquire magazine.
Yes.
This is a rather short piece, but a true story. What it's like to have two vaginas.
Fascinating.
This is from the August issue, brand new issue. And thank you, Janet, for finding this and writing.
No.
Let me see.
Hey.
What it feels like to have two vaginas. By Anonymous.
Sure.
Age,
well, obviously.
Age 41, mm-hmm. record company executive.
Really?
As told Chris Newtall Smith.
I have two vaginas. This is Jim Elliott. No, I'm kidding, Jim, if you're listening, you know that. You're not a record company executive anymore.
No.
This could have been written years ago, though. When he was 41. Hey, now, Spike, come on, that's out of the line. It's over the line, Mike.
Let's bury that, Mike.
Knock it off. Not funny.
When can I get a reservation at O'Bara's?
When we have men with two vagina night. No, look, I don't mean anything by that. I love you.
If you give me a free meal, I will drive from New York City.
We will have cream spinach on the menu for you, James Tiberius Elliott.
Okay, what it feels like to have two vaginas.
Let's
talk about this instead of the fact that now when you go to the airport, you can virtually forget, at least in the short term, you can virtually forget a carry-on of any type at all.
I don't got no problem with that.
But, I mean, no phone, no Crackberry, no iPod.
They don't let you take phones on board anymore?
No. Everything's got to be checked, and this is the problem.
Well, that's, you know...
What if you're one of those cats like me?
Mm-hmm.
You're like going fancy free. The beautiful moment is when you get off the plane, you think, hey, I'm not one of those suckers that has to go down and wait for my luggage because I'm carrying it with me.
How many trips have you and I made over the years where we just brought the carry-on, and that was it? I mean, that was kind of the rule.
At least now in the short term, we're all going to be doing carry-on unless you just want to buy your supplies.
I mean, we're all going to be checking our bags.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
I don't have a problem with
that.
I seriously don't have a problem with that. I mean, if it does prevent these scumbags from doing it again, what the hell? And you know what? If carry-on bags go away, maybe they'll go away forever. I think it might happen because, I mean, what are they going to say one day? Hey, the threat's gone? I don't know. I think we might not see carry-ons for a long time.
No, I mean, well, this is why I thought we should talk about it later, but we can talk about it now.
Okay, all right.
I think it'll probably...
pass, I suppose.
I'm sure that it will be relaxed.
Yeah,
but in the next month or so, especially coming up on the anniversary of 9/11, you can bet your ass, that you're going to be walking through... the security, and you're just going to have maybe your car keys?
Well, no. Right? The way I understood it, you can take carry-ons on. You just can't take liquid gels or shampoos or anything like that.
Yeah, but I also heard electronics.
Cell phones.
I saw on TV today they were taking people's phones and iPods and they were checking them.
Right. But do they give them back to you and you take them on the plane?
Yes.
Oh, well, so then it's not prevented. Well, what is it? What is what?
Do they give... the way I understood it, Buzz, was that it's not like they give... You give them the iPod and you get on the plane and then someone comes up to you and says, here's your iPod back. You have to wait until the plane lands.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, that's when you get it back.
After
arrival.
I'm understanding.
See, I heard today was the liquids. I heard that was odd. They were all about the liquids and stuff. You can still take carry-on bags.
If you have a cell phone or a Crackberry
or
something.
How do you like to be at the airport today doing this?
That's how you light the device. That's how you trigger the device.
Detonate it. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
With an electronic piece of crap. So today you had people, they showed them just throwing. They showed this one lady, obviously from New York, just like Joan Rivers on steroids.
Okay.
And
she's had a few cosmetics on her.
She's got the big, gigantic fingernails and the Peg Bundy-type sweater on.
I mean,
and
we're talking nail polish, says, mascara, everything.
I am having to pour away $500 worth of cologne.
Would you rather have pieces of your body floating down to the, to the ground, for God's sake.
Right.
We are just so stupid sometimes in this country. You just deal with it. I mean, we are, you know, if there's one thing I agree with, we still are at war. We're at war with these people. There are people every day that are trying to figure out ways to kill us, to kill other people in Western European countries.
Hey, I saw your boy on TV today. So I'm laying in Green Bay.
You know, really?
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
And you know what? First thing he says, I want to thank, I'm proud of Tony Blair. I want to thank him for his work.
And thank then it was, you so much.
And then it was like a commercial. Mm-hmm. You know, and the feeling I got listening to Bush was like, what he really wanted to say was, well, I see that everybody's against this little war I've got on terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think now, suckers?
Right.
I mean, pretty much that's kind of the attitude.
I hope it's not.
He was not. He was not a total swinging dick about it. But
because really, I mean, does this think? Is he trying to tie this into the whole Iraq thing? Does he make it sound
he
like
he said?
I'd like to, I think we could put more resources.
It's our ongoing battle against terror, and this is why we must stay the course, and why we must be united, and our enemies will never stop coming after us. And
Do you feel the same way?
Don't bring shampoo on the airplane,
right? I mean, it's not. But it is. Kind
I
of
can't
a,
live without my moisturizer. God damn it.
It is
I'm
kind
serious.
Of a,
will they supply that in first?
It is kind of a
are we going
futile
to go,
thing,
are we going to
it?
Go back to plastic knives and forks again?
Well, probably. I mean, you know, we're just going to... We have to deal with this forever.
Right.
Forever. I don't think this is going away. This isn't like an army.
Well, then why don't they just make all the planes like Con Air?
Well, you remember that great movie with Nicolas Cage?
Right? I think they could do a million better things to keep airplanes safer. I think it's ridiculous.
You get in a plane that's used to move convicts around. Mm-hmm. You put everybody in a cage, and you chain them down, and you strap them down. And
you know one of the things the Americans, we have too much stuff anyway.
I love Con Air.
So, I mean, we have all this stuff.
No, I disagree, Mike.
We have stuff.
I'm king of stuff, and you're king of stuff, too.
But I could do without it. If you have to, and you know you're going to the airport, you know it'll make boarding a hell of a lot easier if we don't have carry-ons.
Right.
But, of course, when you get to the airport, it'll be, you know, an hour and a half to get your bags because there are going to be thousands more people waiting in line to get the bags.
Right.
But that's not going to change. That's always been that way.
Unless you're one of the jet setters like me. Cram the bag together, get that vacuum sealer thing,
right.
Put like a week worth of clothes in a bag you can carry on your back, and boom, you're done with the crap. Now I'm right back in line.
How do you feel about it? You haven't really said how you've been. How do you feel about, you know, these restrictions, right? I mean, I say we, you know,
I
we
think
have to deal with it.
How do I say this and not sound... I'm not anti-American. I'm not anti-this. I think it's knee-jerk. I think it's... You know, these guys are five steps ahead of us.
I totally agree with you about it's knee-jerk, but it's probably something we should have done months ago in that regard.
We caught them on this. So it's like, okay, we caught them on this. Now we're going to make sure, no matter what you do, no hair gel ever on a plane again. Well, don't you think that these guys are thinking, hey, all right, they figured out our hair gel ruse.
Right. Don't we still...
Let's move to plan B.
Don't we still put unscreened cargo on our planes?
Yes.
On our commercial airliners? That hasn't stopped yet?
No.
And all the stuff coming into port.
So, you know, I mean, I'll agree. They're in a tough situation. I don't know what I would say.
Yeah.
I mean...
I think the guys, seriously, at TSA, they get so much crap. People have forgotten so quickly.
Hey, Buzz.
But they do a fantastic job. I really think they do a great job.
I think we finally have time to hear your TSA story.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You didn't get into it with a... Did you get into it with a TSA guy?
I did, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Things were a little different then. Today's maybe not the best day.
Look at how ready he is.
He did. Buzz, the bus is pulling up, and Don's got you by the collar. He's throwing you under it right now.
Well,
there you go.
Okay.
Tell your little story, Buzz.
Save it, Buzz.
All right.
Save it for another day.
All right.
I'm just
have a lot of cosmetics.
I'm just goofing on
that
you.
That was the problem.
I'm just goofing with you.
I think it ought to be like Batman in the movie Batman when he messed with the cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use cosmetics anymore. The Joker, yes. When Joker, made people die because they were using the certain cosmetics.
Hi, Joker.
New and improved Joker products.
And then the unbridled joy of living in the... In the Midwest part of the country, nearly a month to go now until Labor Day, and I've arranged, I'm going to take my daughter and her husband and the grandkids down to Florida. We're going to go to the place that's not Disney.
Right.
Okay?
Oh, okay.
So immediately today, God bless her, I got the call from the heartland.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? I said,
well, there's
I thought
now.
I turned that off.
I really thought I turned
I
that off.
I thought that was a sound effect.
So did I.
I'm sorry. Fit right in.
Just have to take a call.
Just a moment.
Hello? Hey, John, I'm on the air right now. Sorry. I will.
John.
I will. I'll call you.
We can hear what the guy's saying. Mike, it was John. He needs you to call him.
I thought I come in here now. You know, I got a new phone, and I come in here now, and the first thing I did...
I know. It's a delicate balance for you, Mike. Which is your restaurant, radio show?
No. I came in here seriously and turned the key volume off.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Didn't you see me do that?
If you bump the button, it changes the setting on the ringer.
It does what?
Changes the setting on the ringer.
It does?
Yeah. The button on the side.
Oh, the button on the side changes.
Yeah. And if you bump it...
I don't have to go into this thing every time?
No.
Now, right there. Here's where I got it.
Should you really call it John?
See where it is right there?
Yeah.
See, now I put N on my phone, and that's supposed to vibrate. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Would you like to check your phone until after the flight?
Hold on a second. We'll give it back to you.
You know, I think you're going to have to give us your phone at the beginning of every show.
No!
Put it in a bag.
No.
Put it in a Ziploc bag.
Jesus. I hope it's turned off now. I really hope it's turned off.
You want me to look at it?
No, I'm fine. I got it. I'm having a little issue with that thing working the right way. I always put it on vibrate when I come in here. And here it is in the beginning of the show.
So your daughter called from the Midwest.
Buzz, thank you. And she said... Do you think we'll be safe?
Because she was scared about all the news.
Flying down to Orlando there.
Right.
And I said, you know, honey, we're going to be fine. We're going to be just, it's a month from now. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
She said, but, you know, like shampoo and stuff for the kid. I said, listen, you know, if it doesn't fit in the bag, we'll buy it when we get down there.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it.
And, you know, and you should tell her that. When we have these things happen, the airports become safer than when they're not.
Right.
They're looking out for people.
I told her that.
That's what I try to tell myself.
I told her that, and then I said, you know.
And have a lot of cocktails before you get on the plane.
Right. Nothing to worry about. I'm looking forward to it. I'm so glad that our relationship is as solid as it is. I love you so much, and these tickets are non-refundable. So get your family's ass down to Florida.
Get on the damn plane.
Just get on the snakes on a goddamn plane. Countdown to snakes on a plane. How long, Head? Any idea?
I think it's a week from Friday.
Week from Friday.
8 days gone.
And you know the thing is that
effing planes off, effing snakes off my effing plane.
And I also heard they did a reshoot. Now there's bare breasts in it. And a snake on a bare breast.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Now
we're
going
turned
to the
on.
Movies.
Yeah.
Sam Jackson's breast.
And you know the thing that's weird with all this? I mean, I planned to do this like 2 days ago. I'm going to the movies tonight. I'm going to see that World Trade Center movie tonight. I'm going to actually go see it. So, you know, everything just ties together at the same time.
Good for you. Have a good time.
Then are you going to call me? Are you going to call me
no,
guy for going to see it?
No, I think maybe today would be an odd day to go see that movie.
I think that for everything I've read about the movie, it's not exactly like we're going to be doing cartwheels coming out of the theater.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is it a musical?
It's not a musical. But
I need to read about it.
All I know is that Jesus answers when I call. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Tonight?
Yes.
High definition? I don't give a
Hey!
I don't give a...
You don't care. Right?
Back up.
A rat's A.
Thanks. It's preseason. I don't care, baby.
Is there a game tonight?
Your Indianapolis Colts at your St. Louis Rams.
That's not a bad game.
8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. It's got your man, right?
Peyton Manning will play for about two plays.
Will your man be playing?
Which
Torrey?
Man?
Torrey?
Oh, Torrey. I've got men on both teams, Mike.
Yeah, you've got Peyton and you've got Torrey Holt.
I've got my two men, Torrey Big Game Holt and Peyton. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Manning.
You do seem to have an extra spring in your step. That's an NFL spring. You're wearing some of your NFL. Of course, you always wear your NFL stuff.
Yeah, but it's my new fancy coach's stuff.
That is the new stuff, and now you're excited.
New from the Packers catalog.
When is the first Green Bay preseason?
Saturday night, 10 o'clock against San Diego.
But who's counting?
I'll be watching it.
That's good.
Oh,
you know, it's so funny. Your sports fandom is just beginning to bloom. It's just that the bud hasn't even burst yet as mine begins to wither and fall off of the plant.
Is this the part of the year where you're going to be sure that your guys are going to...
The suck socks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you lose two in a row to the Kansas City Royals. F you. That's what I say. I'm mad. This is my mad time, okay? This is my mad time for all of the expensive, overpriced guys that are, you know, that leave it up to one or two guys, you know? No, I'm not going to say that, Rob. I'm not going to say the Boston Red Sox.
It's a better pun.
Not looking real. You haven't heard me this way in quite some time. I'm feeling pretty low about the prospects for this season.
Give me the newspaper.
Yeah.
I don't know if I predicted. Did I predict anything at the beginning of the year?
No, we don't do
that.
Did
I do my usual?
No, we don't do that since they...
No, but you know, it really just sucks when you can't hold a one-run lead against the Kansas City Royals. Worst team in baseball.
I was checking my notes. You predicted 150 wins for the Red Sox.
Okay. Boston's record.
Gonna fall short of that one.
You got a lot to
say.
That's
USA Today, so they won't that will not show you that they're three games now and back of the Yankees.
But hold
the
on
Yankees
a second.
One of the Red Sox
hold on a second.
Press.
No, my team's no good. My team is 65-46. Jesus, stop your whining. Christ, they're 20 games over 500.
Doesn't matter. They're in a very competitive division.
Is it
I don't ask much from you, girl.
Is it their fault?
You don't. Please don't chastise me when it comes to the Boston Red Sox. I can whine if I want.
No, you can't.
Hey, it's whining time. We're all whining now. All the fans are whining. All the fans are whining. There's nothing you can do to stop me. I'm going to whine, whine, whine.
You can't whine about that. Jesus Christ.
Yes, it's. You know what it is? This is not. Yes, this is the beginning of the slide. This is the beginning of the slide.
What if you're in Kansas City, 39-73?
This is the easiest part of their schedule. This is when they should be mopping up the floor with these guys. They're going to go to the tough cities now. Well, maybe they'll turn around.
Yeah, they're just resting on the road.
They're just resting. Sure they are.
Sure they are.
Yeah. No, but it's, you know, it's kind of depressing.
Yeah, it's depressing to be 19 games over 500.
They're behind.
In August.
They have
and split. Three games out.
They were four games
that's
in front
depressing.
Of the Yankees. And now
get
there's
the cyanide
three games
tablets.
In back of the Yankees.
Give Big Poppy a cyanide
don't
tablet.
Don't you realize
tonight.
That I live and die with these guys every night? I watch the games every single 162 night.
162 games.
I know. I can have my moments. This is the low point of the season so far. This is very depressing. It really is. You know, I know that. Not that bad, though. Not as bad as this song. No, I thought this team was... I'm not going to walk away with it. I didn't think they were going to win the division going away, but man.
It's August, Mike. They're three games out.
So get their ass together. The Yankees are winning, like, again and again and again and again.
Hope you're having a good day today.
I am having a good day. I didn't have a good night when I watched that game.
It's going to turn around for the Yankees.
You know what I did? I was a bad fan. I went to sleep early. I didn't watch the whole game. They scored their four runs, and I'm like, oh. Kansas City in the bag. Boom, they came back and won.
It's going to turn around on the Yankees because none of them are going to be able to bring their Derek Jeter cologne onto their airplane.
I forgot he's got a cologne.
It smells like grapefruit and moth. It
smells like feet.
Let me just say, they're going to love this. When we come back, what it feels like to have two vaginas, brought to you by Ford.
Oh, no.
Bold moves. There you go. That's a good team player. That's what I like to hear. Oh, no. Oh, no. Thank you, Leah Spiewak. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Something funny that I might have to get a phone call about. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, so it's the vaginas and it's Leah, which I guess means... The vaginas.
Yes. Yes.
We'll be talking about three of them.
Three.
Three of them when we come right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Woo! Look out! Look out! Help me! Somebody help me! Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce! Woo!
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Delicious Fagolini. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
He's a fag.
You think so, huh?
Whoa, look out! Look out! Help me! Somebody help me! Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce!
Woo! All right, Will. Okay, stop it.
Hey, what's welcome back to the show. You know who's here?
Who?
A lady named Kim. The other day when we were talking about Preparation H,
yes,
Kim said that she sells hemorrhoidal tissue ointment.
Right.
And she's come by, as she promised she would.
Oh, goody.
Our brand new classic Rockville Studios. Our show is now done from Rockville, Maryland, at the corner of Rockville Pike, Old Georgetown Road.
There she is.
Montrose Road. Hi there.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, I'm Don.
I'm Kim.
Hi there, Kim. Nice to meet you. That's Rob. You know Rob.
Hi, Kim.
There's Mike.
How are you? Very nice to meet you. A pleasure.
Hi there, Kim. So, did you bring us ass cream?
Well, you know, legally, I can't give you ass cream.
Oh, can you talk right into the microphone, Kim?
Sure.
Yes.
Legally, I can't bring you ass cream.
Oh, that's right. These are prescription. Yeah, these are prescription products.
But my boys at the Mount Washington Cigar Company in Baltimore, Maryland, Hunt.
Oh, hey, I'll take those.
Hey, thank you. Very nice.
In case either of you are, in fact, afflicted, I brought some What You Need to Know About Hemorrhoid pamphlets, complete with a fiber chart.
Yes.
Can I have more than one?
Please.
We're going to need a stack. The whole stack, we can take it. Yeah, absolutely.
My next family reunion.
So each of those pages tells us all we want to know about hemorrhoidal tissue, right? Is that right?
Actually, it tells you what hemorrhoids are,
right?
External, internal, thrombosis.
Thrombosed. Ooh,
ouch.
That sounds particularly
bad. Of course,
bad.
I can tell you that hemorrhoids are veins in the rectum.
Yes.
Have
become enlarged, swollen, or inflamed.
Lovely. Let's see.
More than half of the U.S. population will develop hemorrhoids, usually after age 30.
Right.
This is fascinating.
What causes hemorrhoids?
What causes hemorrhoids?
Often caused by increased pressure in the veins of the rectum.
Yes. Yes.
Increasing... and resulting from factors including...
Slow down, you're turning me on here.
Chronic diarrhea.
Oh, right. Wait, she's getting something else out. What do you have there?
I just wanted to provide you with the anatomically correct model.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
let me see that.
Good. Is this like a...
Like latex?
Well, as a pharmaceutical representative, in addition to providing things that can affect patients' lives, we provide our doctors...
With models so they can show them.
Oh, is that a rectum?
Teaching tool.
Yes, it is.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Can we have that? Can we please have that for our office?
Sure.
Oh, wow. This is expensive. Thank you.
I happen to have an extra.
Okay, what is that? What's that red thing there?
I'm not quite
sure. You're not a doctor.
Can I touch the rectum, Mike?
What's that?
Can I touch the rectum for a second?
Yes, yes. I'll never hear those words again.
Go.
Not from him. Not a chance.
It's
That's awesome.
Solid as a rock, like one of those things.
What a fantastic toy.
I know everybody's been in the doctor's office at some point in the waiting room. Mm-hmm. When you're in there in your shorts sitting on the table with the plastic.
Right.
And you reach up if there's some of that body part stuff and you feel it, to feel what it's made out of.
And that's the kind of plastic
hard
they make
rubber,
it out of.
Yeah.
So what are the yellow things around there?
Is that poo?
No.
It's
tissue. What is...
I believe you're looking at a roid.
Oh, that's a roid right there? And that's a roid, too?
Yep.
What about in here? Is that a roid? Is that like
I can't.
There are internal ones.
Is that a red roid?
A pink
roid? Red roid. That's a what?
That's a polyp.
Oh, like Johnny.
That's what Ed used to eat off Johnny.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh, show my polyps. Absolutely, Ed. Well, you know what? Speaking of Johnny... I appreciate the fact you guys like the show. How about one of you dummies in the back room? Get in here with your camera, please.
Oh, sorry.
So, can I ask you guys a question?
Did you hear the scrambling?
Did you hear that back there?
The scrambling as he was jumping off the seat.
Yes, Kim, ask us anything.
Well, I had to say who I looked like, and I said Belinda Carlisle from the Go-Go's.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yes, you
from
have.
From the Go-Go's?
I haven't
a
seen.
A little bit
actually, where, when is let this? Us, let us take your picture. We'll put your picture on our website.
No, you don't have to do that.
No, please, we'd like to.
No,
with your blouse, of course you would like to. Come on, why did you wear such a flimsy piece of lingerie?
My boyfriend suggested it.
Oh,
he's actually
okay.
Talked to you before, Don.
Giant step backwards.
Ouch. Something about lightning striking twice and...
Don, can I see the rectum, please?
Here you go, Mike.
Thank you. Handle it gently.
What is the yellow
around here supposed to be?
I have
like
no
skin,
idea.
Right? Like
I,
your regular
I would
skin. Fat cells, I think. Fat cells.
All right, Johnny, let's get a... Hey, Mike, can you come on my side?
Yes, of course.
Come on over here.
Yeah.
And will you bring the rectum with you?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm
still trying to figure the rectum out.
Haven't we all?
Perhaps I can help.
Haven't we all?
Okay.
Here we go. Let's get a nice picture with the rectum.
Uh-huh.
And everybody say anus.
There you
go. One more.
One more?
Here we
go. Yeah, don't cover her cleavage this time.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Yanni, do me a favor while you're in here. Do me a favor. Just snap a picture right over here. Just of what the setup in here looks like. Just give...
So people can actually see the studio. I think that's a good
idea. Give them like an actual, you know, not giving away all the trade secrets. Just show them what it's... You know.
I am fascinated by the rectum.
Just take pictures.
We've heard.
Look at the pictures.
Shutterbug.
Okay.
Well, if you have any questions, you can take that with you on your...
Thank you, Yanni.
Right. I'm sure your doctor can explain it better than I can.
This would be probably up towards the tummy,
correct,
and that would be out towards the toilet.
Correct.
All right, so there you go. So we'll get these pictures right up on our webpage on the news.
Bye, guys. Thank you very much, Kim.
You're very busy. Good luck selling your pharmaceuticals.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks for the rectum.
We'll have her picture up on our website in the photo gallery part, which they tell me is up and working.
Good.
No problem, Viv.
That is a good thing.
And also the rectum that she brought by, which will be up in our office.
Right.
And you'll be able to see her. I agree. She looks like Belinda Carlisle.
Hey, Buzz, I think that's a diverticulosis right there.
I believe you're correct,
right?
Yeah.
I'm going to get a closer look at that.
Okay.
See that thing right there?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing Buzz
that's
and I had years ago.
Diverticulosis, yeah.
And that's the thing that hurts, right?
It's like looking in a mirror.
And that is the thing that Dennis, our friend Dennis, we used to work with.
Yeah, Dennis Reese.
That's the thing he had.
That's a fissure. An anal fissure.
A Harvey Joel fissure.
All the problems. That's a polyp.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an infection of some kind.
Yeah.
How are hemorrhoids?
I could be a proctologist.
Diagnosed. Well, I've told you that for years.
Uh-huh. And that's a good time.
Okay.
That's a good time. Just like this. There you go.
Jesus. Let's get a picture of that and put that on the web. Did you do that? Did you get a picture like that?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
With syrup or jelly.
A little movie.
A little mini real quick time movie, real player. I dare you to.
A picture like that?
Yeah.
That's nasty.
I double dog dare you.
See, it doesn't fit. Wasn't
oh, I just
me.
Love toys. I really love toys. Can we keep this in the studio?
You know, we keep it wherever I thought up in the office. It'd be fine, but if you want it, put it over there on your side.
Great paperweight.
It is a great paperweight.
And there you go. I'll put it right over there. Conversation right, starter.
So thank you very much, hemorrhoid lady.
Yes, Kim. Yeah.
Wonderful. Let's stay in that part of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stay in that area.
All right.
Let's stay in that general area.
Yes.
You know, south of the belly button.
Down Mexico way.
It's a short story written by a former producer of ours, Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, good. Very good.
What it feels like to have two vaginas.
Wow.
This is, as I mentioned, from the brand new Esquire magazine. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Janet, for finding this and bringing this to my attention. This is real.
All right.
You know, Rob, I think we're going to need some type of music.
I know.
He knows just what we need.
Now, here we go.
He's got just the thing for us.
Here goes Kong.
Anasaba Kong!
Good choice, Kong.
Very nice.
Kong! The eighth wonder of the world!
I didn't know anything was different about me until I was 15.
Oh, my.
I was having all sorts of pain. Let me just say also, Kong,
yeah.
Thank you with the help of the music. Let's really make this a test.
Okay.
Let me get through this whole thing without you pushing the button.
Okay.
What would you button?
The button that deletes.
Ah, okay.
The delete button.
All right, very good.
I believe it's all safe for the airwaves.
Very good.
Oops.
Sorry about that.
Bye.
Bye! Woo, look out! Help me! Somebody help me! Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce.
He has
too. That's Little Richard.
Rich with the good taste of bile.
Hold on.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, here it is. It's in this machine up here. Okay, I got it. Well, see, it's a good thing we just had these pictures of these machines taken.
Yes.
This is good. Because go to the website and see why I get so confused. There we go.
All right, meanwhile, back to our story.
What it feels like to have two vaginas from Esquire magazine.
Great.
I didn't know anything was different about me until I was 15. I was having all sorts of pain. Woman stuff. But I'd get it checked out, and they wouldn't find anything wrong. I guess the eighth doctor was more thorough. I remember I was lying there and I heard her say, "Oops, what I've got is a rare condition called diphylactic uterus."
Oh boy, that sounds rough.
Diphylactic uterus.
How do you spell it?
D-I-D-E-L-P-H-I-C.
The Dilphic.
Thank you, Buzz. The Dilphic uterus. Two vaginas. Two cervixes.
Yeah.
And two uteruses.
No way.
I look completely normal from the outside, but there's a septum inside where everything branches into two.
Wow.
My doctor says I'm one in a million.
Yeah. Wow.
I want to just stop and think about this for a moment.
Please.
For a while, I thought I was a total freak. I lost my virginity twice. First time when I was 18.
Wow.
Then I lost the other side 2 weeks later.
Wow.
To the same guy. You would think I would have saved one of them from marriage. When I was dating, I would say, "So I have a little something to tell you." I never got any reaction except, "Oh my God, that's so cool."
Yeah, I would think that's cool.
Apparently, my right vagina is, well, more normal.
Uh-huh.
I see. I've got two G-spots, too.
Wow.
Rob, I'm very proud of you. Being a very good monkey. Thank you, Rob.
Quite welcome.
I get to have two happy endings at the same time.
Wow.
How about that, instead of saying that awful, ugly word?
Well, she sounds like she's delighted with her situation.
Yeah. It continues, Mike.
Okay.
I have to wear two tampons when I get my period.
Oh, my. Well, I would think so, yeah. Downside. That's not good. No.
You think she just ties the strings together?
Probably that'd be the easiest way to do that. Wow. Man, I want to go see her pad.
It was harder to get pregnant because it's hard to know which side the egg is on.
I guess so.
And I had to have a C-section when I had my first child recently. Every time I go in for a pap smear, the doctor's like, "Do you mind if I call in a few people? Because you know we've heard of this, but we've never seen it." You get used to the questions, and I'm not shy about it. Every once in a while, I'll tell a guy, and he'll say, "No way, I have two penises." That would be fantastic.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. And I'm sure that exists somewhere in the world,
hey,
too.
Hey,
sure.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
There you go, Kong.
Hell of a movie.
Wow, that would be a hell of a movie.
Thank you for not hitting the button during that, even when talking about the dexterous fingers and everything
dexterous,
else.
Right?
Yeah,
dexterous.
When I say
right.
Dexterous.
Mm-hmm. That's the story of the two-car garage.
What, boy?
I was just enjoying the sale.
I have to wear two tampons when I get my period.
That is, and she sounded very matter-of-fact about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know,
she obviously has some pain, but no real big deal anymore.
Looking at this article... pretty much the only thing that, they're both not the same size.
Ah, okay. So one size would obviously be perhaps preferable.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, and they said the right one was more normal than
normal.
The other.
What a treat.
Mm-hmm.
What a treat. But can you imagine the first time you're the first guy that's not...
Yeah,
not,
but you see, you wouldn't know.
No, hold on. If you were... How could you avoid one
because,
vagina right now? I understand.
Because the way that story was written, that the plumbing is you know, you really, unless
but,
you,
but,
you
but
know,
my whole, what I'm saying is,
really, you know.
Okay, what I'm saying is, let's say that you're Gene Simmons.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Then you might know.
And let's say that you have a very long tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever.
Hey.
Feels like a wall down there.
Yeah, you probably could tell.
And you go, hold on.
But
hold on. Side one. Side, I'm also, it's like,
but you know.
Side one. Two vaginas. Two vaginas.
I would think she's probably had situations where the guy didn't know at all, even
right.
After, you know, unless you come up against a problem.
Because either, you know what, you're either going to take the East Road or the West Road,
and
you're not going to really notice.
I have to ask this delicately. You see, the right one you say was normal. The left one, would that have
smaller.
Been smaller? That's what I needed to know.
Of course you do.
Now I know.
What, so if you ever meet her, you're going to know which one to go to?
No, I just wanted to know, you know, the lay of the land. Is it?
Well, if that's the case, wouldn't we all try the left one first, Beth?
Not necessarily.
Are we going down a slippery slope now?
Not necessarily. You know, it depends how, time is tight, Mike.
Exactly.
Depends.
I would certainly want to try.
Depends if you're in a tight spot or not.
Mm-hmm.
Let's avoid size.
All right. Very good. All right.
Okay, Colin, listen, I'm not even going to yell at you.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
I'm very proud of you for not... flipping out and making your face go all red.
I think we handled that well.
Yeah. Discussing
Look, I think we did the best job with that we possibly could.
Right.
And I'd like to start a contest.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a woman out there with two vaginas? Three vaginas?
We already know two.
Let's not get greedy. No, but I'd settle for two.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I think we could offer up some Jon Stewart tickets.
Be fantastic.
I think...
They say one in a million. We've got a chance in our listening audience of finding this one.
Isn't Whitesnake on tour this summer with Winger, something like that?
I believe Courtney Cox is touring with them again. Her band Hole.
You said Courtney Cox.
Courtney Love.
Yeah. I always say Courtney Cox instead of Courtney Love.
You know why? Because you are fixated on the cable company, Cox.
I am indeed.
They're very good.
I thought that was a fascinating story, and she told it so well.
Yeah.
She really did. It was lovely.
I messed up
my Courtney Love joke.
Not really.
You're dating this woman, and of all things, she says, listen, I'm really serious about you, but there's something I got to tell you. Oh, and you think it's going to be either, you know, I was a whore, or I've got VD.
Right.
I've got two vaginas. Mm-hmm. And at first you might think, like, but then well, she said,
that's kind of fascinating.
But then she said,
kinda.
It looks like one.
And then you got to stop by the 7-Eleven to get some double mint gum.
I don't know why I said that.
I have no idea why I said that.
Think deviated septum.
Exactly.
Right. That's exactly what she's going on there.
Yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Buzz.
Yes.
But haven't I seen pornographic films where chicks actually do put the coke and stuff down there by their daisies?
Yeah, I guess that's pretty common. I think, like hookers, guys tend to snort the product off of their body.
That's what I've seen, friend. At one of the cookouts at your house, I saw that.
That's right. Yeah, it was fun with the neighbors.
One of Buzz's films.
Man, you've had too much to drink. You're seeing double.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Make mine a double.
Hi. Oops. Hold on. What am I doing? Oh, I see. Hello, Rich. Donna Mike Show. Sorry.
Oh, that's
about
okay.
That.
Radio Cuts. How are you?
Happening?
I need your help, Don and Mike.
Yes.
When the butt girl was in there a minute ago, she said a punchline to a joke that I've been trying to remember, and I can't remember for the life of me. She said rectum, damn near killed him. Do you guys know the joke that goes with that?
I mean, work backwards, sir. It's simple.
Yeah, just work it through.
It's
like algebra.
Find the book.
Yeah.
butt jokes I have loved.
By Mike.
By T.S. Eliot.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yes, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you said the condition was one in a million?
That's what the article says.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
A one in a million you.
One in a million girls.
Yeah. Two vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Boy Scout. What did he say? I feel like a Boy Scout that wants to make love to a 12-year-old. I, that was the other best sign in Dumb and Dumber.
Okay, thank you, friend. All right. That's why you never overstay your welcome.
Here's the question, though, with the two periods, though. I mean, would that mean that it's like double intensity?
No, I would imagine I'm not a doctor, but I would think they happen at slightly different times.
I think that would suck.
I think they would happen at the same time. Because if the egg could go to either one, then they're all connected up top.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, boy. So you come home and it's like, you know.
Either way.
The hot and the cold water are both turned on as soon as you get home.
Get out. Get out.
That's almost a movie. I Married a Girl with Two Vaginas.
Yeah.
Starring Wayne Campbell. Or what's his real name?
Mike Myers.
Because I keep thinking if I married an
actor. That would be
P-P-M-M-S-S. P-P-M-M-S-S. P-P-M-M-S-S.
Are you suffering from P-P-M-M-S-S?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, concerning the cable companies, down here Metrocast is easy, but Cox is hard.
Okay, now, listen, you're going to get a chance to apologize.
He's gone. He missed his opportunity.
You know what that means? Hey, Yanni.
Especially during our biology segment.
Yanni?
Yes? How dare he during our biology segment?
Did you zap him?
Did you get him, Joe?
Yeah, I got
him. He's gone.
How's your chair?
What?
How's your chair?
I don't know what you mean.
How are those pictures going on the website, friend?
They're up.
Oh, they're up.
Thank you, baby.
Great, thank you. Much appreciated, Johnny. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, left, right, left, right, left.
yeah.
Okay, see, that's how you do it.
That's for sure. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's right.
Now we're laughing. Hello, Don and Mike
Private
Show.
Pile.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Are those two vaginas in your locker?
And what are they doing, Private Pile? Because you are a disgusting fat body, Private Pile.
Joker.
Hello, Joker.
Joker.
I've got two of them.
Hi, Robert.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, I'm wondering, I'm going to the Dominican Republic in a couple of weeks to get my two-girl show for my 44th birthday.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if I'm going to have trouble getting back in the country.
Why would you have trouble getting back in the country?
Because I might be bringing back something.
What, like herpes or VD or AIDS? What do you mean?
I'm taking that down there.
I don't understand.
What are you bringing back?
I might bring back a wife.
Are you seriously looking to find yourself a permanent woman down there?
Nah, I've been on Craigslist. This is a lot of dumb stuff up here.
Are you gonna meet a woman from Craig Space down there?
No, it's a lot of my peers. I bagged a 20-year-old yesterday.
I bagged her. Did she have two vaginas? Did she have two vaginas, Robert?
She didn't have two vaginas, but I can guarantee you she's probably about 800 pounds.
The one she had was fantastic.
The one she had was fantastic.
Was it hard to find?
No. I mean, I'll be there some fat pigs on Craigslist, and I'm not really interested in that because, you know, I'm tired of fat women.
Oh, hold on a second. God damn it.
What?
Fag alert on me. He's a fag.
God damn.
What?
I got to get me some non-faggot glasses.
What are you reading?
Come look at this. The pictures are up on the website.
Of the woman?
Yeah, the woman. And, of course, I'm just looking at my... I'm looking at my faggot picture.
And my faggot
glasses.
There's
Mike, and there she is with the rectum, and then look at my faggot glasses.
I just see. Kumatsu!
I know.
Thank you, Kumatsu!
Jesus.
But there it is, right
there's
there.
The rectum.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. 408 people have looked at that picture since it's been up. Very nice, Johnny. Thank you.
Donnie, you are the best.
Hold on a second. Hold on, Robert. Hold on. I'm bored with you.
I didn't know what he was talking about. Is he going to bring a wife back from the Dominican Republic? What?
I couldn't decode it.
Well, let me see. I'm looking at these pictures of the studio. Well, there's one of some of the instant replays. All right, some of the big machines with the sounds and the music. And let's see what the next one is.
The big sound.
Remember the big sound, the big town. Hey, yeah, that's nice. All right, you've ever wondered what at least my side of the new studio looks like right now? That's up on our website.
Yep, so good. There it is.
Very good. Oh, and Rob, look, this is going to kill you.
The con.
Look how messy my console is.
I think it looks fine.
Look at that. Look at all these papers where they shouldn't be.
Click on the photo tab at donandmikewebsite.com to see these pictures.
Look at that, for goodness sake.
Doesn't bother me.
Makes Rob just want to clean the website.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hello, you're on the air. Hi. I
can't clean a website.
How's it going?
Hello.
I was going to make a comment about the lady with the two body parts. It gives new meaning to eating at the Y.
Okay, listen.
Bye!
Really, you should.
This is not a joke audition.
Work this material out at your local funny bone.
We let one in. We let one guy who was funny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey there, how are you?
Okay.
You said it'd be one in a million. Wouldn't it actually be two in a million?
See, that's good. That's not bad.
Hey there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
That's not bad at all.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, what happens when the guy comes to the fork in the road? What did he take, high road or low road?
I think, you know, if you... That's the only time you'd really find out something was up, if you happened to find the...
If you bumped into the...
the median.
The lane divide.
The median.
Median.
The bumpy strip.
Hello, Mike.
Hello. Yeah.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very well.
Don, you were asking about when she gets her period, like the intensity.
Yes.
Just thinking of it as a bloody nose, baby.
Okay. You know what? Yeah, okay.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Right.
Well, she said in her article she complained about pain. So perhaps you're right, Rob. Perhaps.
I'll tell you this.
Oh, my.
It's hanging right on the edge. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Hey, got me to thinking about Paradise by the Dashboard Lights by Meatloaf. Gives a whole new meaning to stretching it into a double.
Okay. That's a good part of that song.
Guys are working hard out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they are.
They really are. A guy like that, we don't get down on because...
he's simply stating a fact.
And it's a good reference. Yeah. I mean, that is maybe...
Stop right there!
Bam, 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 bam! Yeah, I've got to know right now!
He's rounding second base. There he goes. He's trying to get to a double
play. Holy cow, I think he's going to make it. And, you know, the story of that was that Phil Rizzuto, of course, had no idea who the frig Meatloaf was.
Right.
Or what this record was even going to be about.
Right.
You know, it was just they called him into a studio and said...
Didn't he get mad? Didn't Phil Rizzuto get mad after that?
Yes, the story is that he thought he was doing play-by-play that
was
somehow...
Oh, he was Mr. Yankee, too. I mean, he was very conservative.
...be inserted into some song about the history of baseball, and it's you on the radio.
And Phil didn't care for that, but obviously, you know, the song went on and became a very big hit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he found enough dead presidents to make him happy.
I think so, absolutely.
And he still was able to endorse the Money Store.
The Money Store! Is he still alive?
I think
Phil Rizzuto is still alive.
I think he is. The Money Store. God!
I'm Phil Rizzuto.
For the Money Store.
For the Money Store.
For the Money Store.
Money!
I think the one that drives me nuts now. Hi, I'm Darrell Waltrip. It's been a long time I've been in NASCAR. It's my final year. I want to thank Aaron's for sponsoring me this year. Have you ever thought about renting yourself a fine piece of furniture?
I haven't seen that.
Maybe a high-definition television.
Is that on the NASCAR? Is that usually on the NASCAR?
I think I've seen it away from NASCAR as well. But, yeah, he's got one that pisses me off. That's the one that pisses me off. But there's a funny one. That's the Michael Waltrip School.
Michael Waltrip and Darrell's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's him. That's the guy that sounds like Clay Aiken.
The slightly prettier one with the long hair.
With the bouffant hairdo?
Yes. I'm so happy. I'm just Mr. Media Savvy.
So in this one, which is the Michael Waltrip School of car designers or whatever, mm-hmm. It's a bunch of like 8-year-old boys, all of them wearing NASCAR suits just like his, and they all have wigs on.
Like his hair.
Look just like his hair.
My giant bouffant head of hair, which I just think is just delightful. We've got a great race car. We're really excited about our race car, but it's going to go just fine.
But he's become like the modern Phil Rizzuto.
My brother Darrell's not as pretty as I am. You've noticed that, correct?
I see him on not only the errands, which is like, hey, if you can't afford to buy a TV, come rent a TV. I've also seen him on the, no credit is required. Mm-hmm. All you need is this is Michael Waltrip. Do you have a listed telephone number? Do you know that there's a computer that you can get with no credit at all?
That's it. That's correct. I'm hoping someday that I can sell exercise equipment with that gorgeous Tony Little. I'm really looking forward to do that. I'd really like to do that if I have an opportunity to.
Yeah,
because I'm so much prettier than my brother Darrell Waltrip is. Even though he got the Cherry Fox TV gig.
And what is the deal... I got a buddy that was telling me Darrell Waltrip, the guy that does the announcing, the boogity, boogity, boogity guy.
Right.
I don't know. Now, some NASCAR guy on some neck will call me on this. It's one of the two of them. I think it's Darrell Waltrip. Has signed up with Toyota.
Okay.
Toyota is entering NASCAR next year. And
you mean they're going to have a stock car, a Toyota stock car?
Yeah, it's going to be like whatever, a Corolla or whatever it's going to be.
I don't know much about NASCAR, but I'm going to say that's going to be a giant controversy.
They'll never have to fuel up.
I was just having a buddy tell me how pissed off he was about this.
Toyota, that it's supposed to be GM and Ford. What's going on there?
And I remember
Chevy, GM, come on.
And one of the things that I mentioned to him was, I said, well, Dodge runs a NASCAR. And he said, yeah. And I said, hello, that's made by the Krauts. You know?
Daimler Chrysler.
There you go. There's another wonderful fleet in a sponsor's cape from the Donna Mike Show. It's made by our friends, the Germans.
That's
yes,
right.
Dr. Z.
You'll be pleased to know Phil Rizzuto is alive.
Yes.
And is 89.
Oh, let's put 89. Our hands together for little old Phil Rizzuto. Didn't like doing that meatloaf song until they gave him all the money. I think that's just fine.
Shall we take one more call?
Sure, dear heart.
I bet they're all about two vaginas. I bet no one wants to talk about NASCAR or not being able to carry your Brute lotion through with carry-on anymore.
Or Phil Rizzuto.
That's right.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. All the difference.
You know, I like it when somebody works a little culture in
this.
Appreciate it. We got to hit a break. All right, when we come back, let me see. Oh, we'll have to get into this from Us Magazine. Mm-hmm. How Leah Remini lost 80 pounds.
Wow. Fantastic.
Good for her.
The name of the article is I Don't Believe You.
Oh.
Anyway, we'll have that. And when we come back, I know it's that thing we talked about yesterday. It's got something to do with Andy of Mayberry.
A bed and breakfast that they have totally recreated the Taylor household.
Oh, fantastic.
It's like living with Andy and Aunt
Wow.
B.
That's the good news. It's a good chance for Floyd to visit today.
We have some of our older listeners might enjoy a visit from old Floyd.
Like oldsters, youngsters in between.
He speaks the universal language.
Like Floyd the Barber. And Floyd the Barber likes them young.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
That's why he went to BYU. Bring them young,
Floyd.
Because you know the whole Andy of Mayberry thing.
Right.
The house has an S&M dungeon.
Oh, okay, Buzz.
We'll be right back.
The John and Mike Show. John and Mike.
Number 4 Arbitron Radio.
That's it.
The Don and Mike Show.
If I had my time again, I would do it all.
This is wonderful, but where was the tape?
Oh, the heartache and the pain.
Hold on, let's just take this from the top. Hold on.
From the top, this is the good one.
From the top,
please.
We're rolling.
This is the good one.
Hold That's on. What I said.
16. Okay.
In 3,
2,
1.
1. Rolling. We're still on the air, but we're just going to pretend that the last screw-up didn't happen.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, let's try this on for size.
Hey, this is Mr. Johnson calling from the office. And
hello?
Did you complete that thing about a month ago, that photocopier training?
No. No.
Yeah. Well, so when was the last time you used the photocopier?
No.
Well, I don't know if you heard. You might have heard from Lenny, but there seems to be a problem with the photocopier. It's spilling ink all over the floor.
I'm hearing you!
Were you aware of that?
No. No.
Yeah, so there's a big puddle of black ink coming out of the photocopier. So I think I'm going to need you to get in here and fix that right away.
How take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken and was sliding. Hello?
Okay, yeah, that's not really going to work for us because, as I said, there's ink coming out of the copier.
Yeah, I've something to show you.
We're going to need you to come in. You know, if you can just, I think the thing is you should just probably put down what you're doing. And we're going to need you to come in right now.
But no!
All right. We'll see you soon.
No.
No, not cooperative at all.
All right.
Not cooperative.
If I had my time again.
Now. We're cooking. There we go. God, I got this out too. It was just from Andy of Mayberry.
Well, now, young fella, how was school today?
Not so good.
Dog, but fit for human consumption. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, okay, everybody. Floyd the Barber time.
I don't even know what the story is. The story is that there's a...
They've turned their house into a Mayberry house.
Yeah.
Into Andy's house.
Like
right.
Andy's house.
All right, well, let's get Floyd in.
Danny boy,
it's
a fine studio. I haven't been over to your new dig, though. Really nice. Rockville, Maryland, far away from Mount Pilot. Real happy to be here. What'd you bring me by for? Ooh.
Oh, we want you. Well, first I want to tell you about an amazing story we read.
Amazing story. I heard it coming in here, driving in my car. Actually, fake driving. I got a driver. Used to pretend that I drove. You know, I'm Mayberry.
After a stroke,
yeah, couldn't move my right side. It propped me up. Made me look like I was driving the car. Really didn't have any chance to drive it. Oh no.
You would not be interested because I know your sexual preferences.
Sure.
In a woman with two vaginas, right?
Two, poo, Floyd never went that way, you know. No, we all got together. We like men. We like men. Howard Sprague and Emmett the Fix-It Man, both the Pile Boys. Goober and Gomer. We'd always hang out together. Good boys, those Pile Boys. They had the right name, that's for sure. Especially Gomer. Gomer's a good boy. But every now and then, the darlings would come down from the mountaintop. You know, we'd have a good time back in the checker room. But, you know, I love the smell and the way men look. I sure do. That's why we had the secret handshake club.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because that really is...
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to wax nostalgic about the good old days of Mayberry. Briscoe Darling, he was a rugged old codger. He was a real good guy. I'd love to pull on his beard.
The secret handshake is really a... Well, what the hell?
Talk all about it now.
I mean, I'm worried about this.
This
see,
day and time, yeah.
It's one man reaching out and holding on to another man.
Oh, no, stop that. No. But it was a secret handshake.
No, it's not two guys shaking hands.
Yeah, it was gay checkers is what it was. It was gay checkers. We'd play gay checkers, and the winner would always get whoever he wanted.
Oh.
I always wanted Barney. Barney never wanted me.
The late Don Knotts?
Oh, yes. We're active gay checkers is what we do as many times as we could. We love doing that. I love all the boys. I'd like to say a big shout out to Aunt B. She liked our reindeer games, too. Aunt B was special. She was real special.
How did Ron Howard turn out so normal?
Oh, I don't know. He's so silly normal, that's what we all say. Look at how normal he is. He has his big director's ball cap on. I mean, direct Cocoon and direct that latest one about the Bible. Oh, Da Vinci Code.
Right.
Yeah. We didn't like old Opie. Yeah. We scared his hair away. So he did. He didn't want any part of it. He said, "You're not normal." He said, "What's normal, little boy?" Yeah, come over to the fix-it shop. We'll show you what normal is.
What's
that
normal?
That could go all night long.
What's normal? A bunch of men having sex in the 1960s behind the scenes.
We were bored. Sure. We were bored. I'll tell you about Mayberry. We didn't have a lot of fun because we had to have each other because the girls weren't really around. All the girls were you taken by Andy. Andy
well, what
had
about
Thelma Lou.
Helen Crump?
Yeah.
Thelma Lou?
Yeah, Thelma Lou and Helen Crump, the only two in town. So we had to do is make our own fun, Donnie boy. We had to make our fun anyway. And once you try it, you never look backwards. Really, it's more fun. Much more fun. Better times with boys. That's the way I look at it. Lots of good times had by us. Yes, Donnie boy.
Are you at all up to... Are you one of these celebrities that doesn't want to be known as Floyd the Barber anymore?
Oh, no. Okay. Well, first of all, I'm dead, and so I don't mind being known as Floyd the Barber at all. I, I'll do anything. If I could go to all the reunions, I'd go back and do the reunion. How's your newsman doing?
Hey, Floyd.
Hey, how you doing? Still wearing those toy tight shirts you got there?
Sometimes, yeah.
Our druggist, Ellie Walker, had feminine odor like you were talking about the other day.
No wonder.
Pinky. Gets real hot down there in the Carolinas, I don't mind telling you. Real, real hot, absolutely. Ooh!
Hey, you know, we were having
I think I just had another one.
Oh, no.
Another mini. A mini stroke, you know. Yes, just a tiny little one. I might have a little lazy eye, don't you know, while we're doing the interview.
You still have the spastic colon?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Not as bad as Sprague, though. Howard Sprague had, you know, I tell you something, he'd wear that bow tie, and he'd have all sorts of problems with his... With his bowels, don't you know?
Sure.
Yeah. Howard Spray, I want to say hi to all of them. I love the whole town. What a great town.
Yeah.
Barney, it's so nice to have you with us up here in heaven.
He
took a long time.
Are you raping him now?
He took a long time to die. What an evil word that is.
Yes,
everything's consensual in Mayberry. Everything's consensual in Mayberry.
But I remember you saying that when you were on the earthly plane, you wanted to taste the flesh of Don Knotts,
and
you were never allowed to.
But at one time, when we got him real good and liquored up, Otis came over and had that big jug with the exec on it. And Otis brought that jug in, and Barney's just a little petite man, and all it took was a couple of highballs and before we showed him our highballs. Hey, Don's here only wearing a Mr. Furley scarf. That's all he's got on.
Wow.
Mr. Furley. Yeah, I hate
he's
that
company.
Show. I do. I told Ritter as much when I got up here.
So have you had?
I said, Ritter, your show sucked. You made Don Knotts a cartoon. We made him a character actor.
Have you had Don Knotts up there?
Oh, well, yeah.
You know.
On a regular basis. Yeah, but I still like all my friends that are up here, too.
I like them.
We're going... Diddy,
is it consensual between you and Don Knotts?
It was, yes. Well, consensual if you call a guy bent over double, just really drunk out of his blooming mind, consensual. Yeah. And he said, you want it, Don? He said, yes, sure, Floyd. And, you know, then the next thing you know, it's all done. And then he woke up with a powerful headache, don't you know?
His head hurt.
And that's not the only thing that hurt.
Ah.
Yeah, a little Barney. Fight. I said, I want to fight. I'll teach you how to play my fife.
Time for the Mandy of Mayberry Fun.
Want to join my fife and drum corps, Barney?
We're going to call Marcia Shireman.
Marcia Shireman.
From Clear Lake, Wisconsin.
Oh, Heartland, Wisconsin. Badgers,
She ready to go on the air?
Oh, boy, what's she doing? What's she all about? What do you want me to ask you about? Hmm?
Hold on a second there.
She got a house decorated like Andy's.
Not for on air.
Bed and breakfast, actually.
Oh, bed and breakfast.
It looks just as
Andy's. Life.
You go ahead and dial that.
It looks what?
As Andy's house did on TV.
Oh, that silly goose. Why is she doing something like that? It's kind of foolish. Why didn't she make my barber shop?
Well, that's a good idea.
That's a better idea.
Someone should.
Yeah, you can go and get your hair cut. Oh. Bed and breakfast.
There you go, Rob.
You eat eggs.
Mine
sleep.
Is ringing and Rob is getting her now. So, Floyd.
Eating eggs and sleeping is not my idea of a good time.
Floyd, you're going to be talking to a lady named Marcia, and she and her husband have turned their home into an exact replica of Andy's house from Andy of Mayberry.
Well, I'll be polite like I always was.
Good.
Be realistic, Rick.
You want a little trim there? Can I give you a little trim?
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, let's.
Hello?
Let's see, is she there? Hello?
Hello, Marcia? Hello, Marcia, can't hear you. Oh, no, the hearing's completely gone.
Hello, Marcia?
Hello?
Marcia, hi, it's Floyd the Barber. How are you?
Hi, Marcia.
How are you, sweetie pie? Oh, open up a little bed and breakfast, did you? Yeah, how's it going for you? Are you turning a profit, are you?
Let me say hi, Marcia. My name is Don, and that's my friend Floyd. Marcia has a website called TaylorHomeIn.
What's that?
.com.
What's a website? Is that a spider thing? What's going on? I've been dead since. Does your bed and breakfast, Marcia, have handicap access? Would I be able to get my, would they be able to wheel me up, you know, into your little kitchen Marshall, so I can have a blueberry muffin or
Marshall,
two?
Marshall, what is it that made you want to turn your house into a replica of Abby Mayberry?
That's a fine question.
Tell me, what is it, for God's sakes? For goodness sakes.
Well, who wouldn't want to live in Mayberry?
Well, I live there. I agree. It's a fine town. Yeah. Fine town on Sunday. We'd all go down to the town square. Otis would play the tuba.
Now listen,
I'd play the flugelhorn. You know, we'd have a great old time. Is your house just like Andy's was? Marcia.
It is just like Andy's.
Oh, good. It's got real plumbing.
I'll tell you something else.
What's that?
They met on the internet.
Who did?
These two.
Oh.
Marcia and her wife, who have this tribute to Andy.
Marcia.
They met on the internet in an Andy Griffith chat site.
Oh, Marcia. Marcia, yes. You there, hon?
I'm here.
Yeah, the internet. But tell me all about that. What's that? What's that all about?
What is what all about?
What's the internet? What is everybody saying? Web, internet, what's that do? Is that a new vacuum cleaner or something?
Yes, that's it, yeah.
So you met your husband. Are you in love? Are you very much in love?
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I was in love with? I was in love with the idea of being with Barney Fife.
What is your favorite Andy of Mayberry episode of all time? I'll tell you right away, mine is the one where...
I like the one where I go to Mount Pilot.
Where Opie accidentally kills the bird.
Yeah.
My real name is Howard McNear.
Oh, hello, Howard.
But I'll always be Floyd.
Right. What is your favorite episode, Marcia?
My favorite episode is not one that most people choose. My favorite episode is the Christmas episode.
Hold
on, Floyd.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the one with the old cranky guy from the department store across the street.
Oh, can I tell you two about mine? I never saw air, you know. We made it ourselves. Can I tell you about mine?
Yeah. Please do, Floyd.
Oh, this is good. You stop me if you get bored, but I think you'll like this one, Marcia. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Yeah, listen to this. We all filmed the late night episode when all the crew had gone home and Andy mined the camera, and we all got down to our birthday suits, and then we called the episode Barney Goes to the Pool. you would have loved it, darling. I don't mind. I'm drooling a little bit. Let me get my spittle cup.
Now, do you have people coming through your house like Conway Twitty did back when he has houses?
Conway Twitty, country artist. Yeah.
Do you have...
We've had a lot of people that have come through, but so far we still have a lot of people that have called that want to get in that I'm not sure when we're going to fit them in.
Well, Marcia, let me ask you a question here, okay, darling? If I were to book a night at your Mayberry house, how much does it set me back? You have a senior discount or anything like that? Do you have anything special? You serve booze in the bed and breakfast?
Serve booze?
You serve booze. Alcohol, darling. You know. Floyd needs
Mayberry's a dry county.
Floyd needs his Manhattan, you know. How about some shine? Moose
you need
shine.
Two fingers, don't you?
Yes, two fingers of bourbon every night for Floyd.
And two fingers.
And two fingers, yes, in the fountain. How much does it cost for a night there, Marcia?
Well, the least expensive room on the least expensive night is
$75,
and the most expensive
night is
$75.
Floyd is on the floor.
Jeez,
you have knocked a dead man off his feet.
$75? Oh, my God. Floyd. I'll buy the whole goddamn house for that. 75 beans. Are you talking American or pesos?
Floyd, $75 now is like 25 cents back then.
I'd have to cut hair for 2 months to make that.
Yeah.
That was my whole retirement account. What are you talking about? 75. Is that the cheapest room? Is that the cheapest room you got, Marcia?
Is
it the cheapest room?
The cheapest room. It includes breakfast, though.
$75 has got its own bathroom?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. are the bed knobs made of gold? Do you have a gold fixtures?
No.
What do you get for the 75? What kind of breakfast do you serve?
Oh, goodness. I fix enough to make you completely full, at least until lunchtime or later.
I'd go down to the diner and get completely full. I want something special for $75. Oh, my God. I got to work a lot of heads to do that. That's for sure.
Marcia, we want to thank you for being on the show.
Oh, she going away?
Yeah, her website is TaylorHomeIn.
TaylorHomeIn.com. $75. Taylor Richin is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Anita at the diner, fill me up for 15 cents.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I get
you do that then.
Waffles, scrambled eggs, pancakes. They said that contributed to my stroke.
Yes.
Nice talking to you, Marcia. Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you.
Y'all take care. Come see me.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. That's not real nice. You betcha. $75.
All right.
You don't know.
Oh, that's $75. A good joint.
$75 now is like what it costs to go to a movie with a couple of friends.
I'll cut your hair for a nickel. I'll shave you smooth for a dime.
How much you charge for a BJ?
Oh, free. Of course, free in Mayberry. Have to come by after 8 p.m.
Isn't that how a lot of people used to pay their parking tickets?
That they did. Everybody did. Andy did that. Yeah. You can see Andy late at night. He'd take care of all your tickets. Make them wash away like nothing ever happened. Andy, say, come on in there. Except his old fat-ass Otis was in there. Then he couldn't do it. Otis may have been a drunk, but he knew everything that was going on.
Sure. Yeah. Was Otis one of you guys?
Yeah. He'd come by, but no, he didn't take care of himself.
He was just a looker, wasn't he? He was a watcher, wasn't he? He wasn't a participator.
Expunge the record, I say. Oh, I thought she was a fine lady, even though she's a little pricey. Fine lady, though.
Well, nice having you around, Floyd.
Ooh, what's this model? Is this a rectum?
Yes, it is.
You get that? That's a nice little toy, isn't it?
Yeah, a lady who sells hemorrhoids brought that by today.
Oh, you want to talk about that? I'd go all day talking about that, that's for sure. Bye!
I think they're calling you out of the
way.
You can't take that with you.
Bye, Buzz.
Bye.
So long.
Put that down.
There he goes. All right, well, that's the interview of the Mayberry lady.
Boy, he really didn't like that $75.
No.
Well, he's not. Why he got so upset.
Inflation and all.
Didn't know what the internet was.
Doesn't know. No, not the web. He was totally confused.
The web.
Yeah, but he still looks good.
As good as ever.
He truly does.
Yeah.
He looks fine.
Floating in.
What's his real name again?
Howard McNear.
Howard McNear.
Howard
McNear.
Thank you, Carl. We've got a break. Be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know what I say about that?
You're a goddamn genius!
Right.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you tell
Let's bring the big love for the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you're a goddamn genius.
Thank you. Thank you very hard. Let me see. A quick update. We talked about iTunes earlier in the show. Yanni tells me that if you go to iTunes and you put Don and Mike ampersand, you know, which is that queer little and sign.
Don and Mike.
Instead of writing Don A-N-D Mike, you will immediately go to our iTunes section, which is updated now daily.
Oh, good. That's very good.
If you've not been there for a while, there should be 100 new episodes waiting for you.
Wow. Good.
No BS. Also, Buzz, we have an update here. Buzz is telling me, we were discussing earlier, if you could bring phones on planes and iPods, now you can. Now the only stuff you can bring on the plane on your carry-on is liquid.
Right.
Liquid.
Just in carry-on luggage. You can still have it, I guess, in your main luggage, but you cannot carry on.
And most importantly, you can carry it in your tummy.
And on our website today, We have not only pictures of our studio, because a lot of people have emailed us about what the studios look like.
Right.
So we at least have some of the working stuff. The cosmetic stuff we're still working on.
Good.
Those are up. Also there today we have we've got a picture on today's log. Now, there's two totally different spots on the website for pictures now.
Right, right.
There's, if you click on photos, you're going to see, like, Mike and I with Wayne Newton, the lady that came down today with the model of the rectum,
right.
The pictures of the studio.
Uh-huh.
Then you go to today's log, which Yanni actually types out
right.
like a court stenographer as right. we're doing the show.
In real time.
We have pictures there that I'm sure you don't understand. Well, I think simply the greatest way to hide Mexicans while bringing them into the country.
Really?
No doubt. If you're going to sneak a Mexican into this country.
Right.
We're out.
Yeah, well, no.
We're out.
You know that down there at San Diego and Tijuana, right. they have those big gigantic signs, and they got the guys that walk all over the car, and they put mirrors underneath.
Right,
and
at the border. I crossed the border one time at Nogales.
Mm-hmm. We have pictures for you now of guys that were caught yesterday at the border in San Diego. They had Mexicans inside the seats, meaning that there were people hiding. What they did was they cut out like the front bucket seat of the car.
Oh, right.
My God.
They cut out the seat.
I've seen that commercial on TV where the wall talks to the lady.
A guy, like, they did his body in some way that he was able to walk. Look at the pictures, Mike. The faces are pixelated.
They sit cross-legged, so their lap makes the lap of the seat.
But, for instance, there was a guy who, on the entire drive from Mexico to where he thought would be America, was actually underneath in the guy that was driving the car, underneath his ass.
Right.
Oh, my God.
For hours, I'm telling you.
You know that's going to get hot.
They sewed them into the upholstery.
That wow. is, without a doubt, the number one way to hide a Mexican.
I agree.
Oh, my God. We caught him. It's a great day for America.
Yeah, we didn't catch him.
Great day for America.
Nicely done.
We caught him.
Wow.
That's on the website.
That's scary. Yep.
No liquid.
You better hope the guy doesn't have like a big lunch before they cross the border.
You know it was Mexican food.
Are you like me on Sunday? When you get your paper, first thing, do you go to parade? Are you like me?
No, I am not.
You love it. It's your favorite magazine.
I know you like the parade.
Not really a magazine.
Well, first of all, I don't get it on Sunday. I get my parade on Saturday, right. which pisses me off anyway.
That's why you got to have the discipline not to open.
I usually don't.
Don't Good open your Sunday ads until Sunday.
I usually go to the Washington Post magazine.
Here we go. From Parade magazine, it's a pop culture poll that they took of the retards who read this magazine.
Oh, good. Okay.
13 questions. All of them current events.
Uh-huh.
There are no wrong answers here, but I'll tell you that I do have the national answers, the national averages.
Okay.
And of the 13, at least for me, I only agree with America in 2 out of the 13 categories.
Wow. Okay.
But this is going to be in their brand new issue of Parade magazine, the 2006 pop culture poll.
Uh-huh.
Which of the recent celebrity splits were you saddest to see happen?
Mm-hmm.
Carmen Electra and Dave Navarro, Nick and Jessica, mm-hmm. Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen, Hilary Swank and Chad Lowe, Penelope Cruz and Matthew McConaughey, Heather Locklear and Richie Sambora, or, I don't know, Mike.
Hilary Swank and Chad Lowe.
Buzz.
Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen.
Attaboy, Buzz. Way to hold up the mantle.
Robbie.
I think most Americans would say, I don't know. Because they
Well, no, right. What do you think?
What's I your mean, choice?
It's the way you said it.
I would say McConaughey and Cruz.
Right.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
Well, America agrees with Mike. Oh, I voted as only Buzz like you. Denise Richards and Charlie
for
Sheen.
You, Don.
So America said Hilary Swank and Chad Lowe?
Number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
Was the saddest one.
The number one
he was
answer.
Always sitting there, you know, she'd win an Academy Award and she'd omit him and he'd be out there bawling.
All right, here's
And
the
I didn't
next
know
one.
That the reason he was bawling was he was like half in the bag of the whole thing.
Here's the next one.
All right.
Which new celebrity baby has the weirdest name? Is it Moses Martin? That's Gwyneth Paltrow and the guy from Coldplay.
All right.
Is it Suri Cruz? That's Tom Cruise. Everybody knows that. Is it Kingston James McGregor Rossdale? Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale from Bush. Is it Shiloh Jolie Pitt? Is it Greer Hammond Hankey, which is the child of Brooke Shields and Chris Hankey?
Wow.
Or is it, I don't know, Mike, Surrey, Buzz,
Surrey,
Rob.
I think Greer.
Rob, you're out. I also chose Surrey as America did number one.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Everybody hates Tom Cruise.
Yeah, and that's the reason.
Weird name.
Recent rivalry is the most intriguing? Heather Locklear versus Denise Richards? Tom Cruise versus Brooke Shields? Tom Cruise versus Matt Lauer?
Mel Gibson versus Jews?
It didn't make it in airtime, Mike.
Okay.
The Da Vinci Code versus the Catholic Church. Star Jones versus The View.
Huh.
I went with Star Jones versus The View.
What was the first one again? Because I think I'm going to go with
Heather
that.
Locklear versus Denise Richards.
I'm with you. I'm going to go with Star Jones.
Same here. Yeah, The
Rob.
View. I'll say Cruise. Cruise and Lauer.
You're wrong. It's Star Jones and The View.
Yeah.
That it was for
Cruise
one.
And Shields.
Here we go.
There was two Cruises.
There were two Cruises?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. There were two Cruises. Tom Cruise and Matt Lauer and Tom Cruise and Brooke Shields.
Right. See, it split the vote. That's, mm-hmm. You can't win that way.
Fill in this blank. I wish this celebrity would go away. Here are your names. Tom Cruise, Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears, W, Jessica Simpson, or I don't know. Britney Spears. Buzz.
I'll say Tom Cruise. It's tough, though. It's
Robbie.
I think Paris.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I said Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, well, that would be my second choice.
Rob is the big winner.
Not Thank surprised.
You. Number one was Paris Hilton.
Mm-hmm. Paris Hilton.
Number two, I wish would go away, Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number three is W.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Number four is Britney Spears.
Right.
Then Jessica Simpson, blah, blah. Tom Cruise, number two.
Okay.
Tom Cruise, number two. Which fictional character would you call if you were in trouble? Jack Bauer from 24. Tony Soprano from The Sopranos. Sidney Bristow from Alias. That's Jennifer Garner.
Mm.
Ethan Hunt. Hunt. That's Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Or any actor who has played James Bond. Or I don't know.
I that's easy for me.
Mike.
Jack Bauer.
I went with Tony Soprano. And as it turns out,
yes,
I am wrong. And you guys are, I'm in the minority.
Right.
You guys got the number one answer, but it's a tie.
Well, he does the impossible.
It's a tie between Jack Bauer and anybody who played James Bond at 28.7%.
That's stupid.
Weird. Woody Allen played it.
That's where they paraded it. That's where it got parady.
That was such a brilliant question.
Now, this one, again, the Mel Gibson thing would be fantastic. It didn't make it in time.
It's a shame it didn't break sooner.
Which incident shows the worst celebrity judgment? Christie Brinkley's husband cheating with a teenage girl.
Yeah, he's not a real celebrity, though.
Julia Roberts on Broadway. Britney Spears' parenting skills. Denise Richards hooking up with her best friend's husband. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes keeping their baby hidden. David Blaine drowned inside a bubble. Or I don't know. Which incident shows the worst celebrity judgment?
Britney Spears' parenting.
Buzz.
Britney's baby, yeah.
I have to agree. I think
we all do.
Yeah.
And we are all absolutely wrong.
What? Is it Denise Richards?
Nope, it's the Christie Brinkley thing. Maybe because it's fresh.
But the thing is, he's not even a celeb. So that's why.
She is.
Yeah, she is.
She is. Okay, here we go. Who is your favorite funnyman? It's not a bad list.
All right.
Okay. Who's your favorite
funnyman?
Thank
you, Rob.
Mike O'Mara.
Thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate that.
Who's your favorite funnyman? Vince Vaughn, Adam Sandler, Ben Stiller, John Farrell. I'm sorry. Ben Stiller, John Stewart, Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, the 40-year-old virgin, or I don't know. I'll give this to you one more time. Who's your favorite? Funnyman. Vince Vaughn, Adam Sandler, Ben Stiller, John Stewart, Will Ferrell, Steve Carell? I don't know. Mike.
Right now it's Steve Carell.
Buzz.
I think it would have been Carell a year ago. I think it's Will Ferrell now.
Rob.
I think it's going to be Will Ferrell.
I voted Vince Vaughn. I mean, it's, right. And it's, I'm not thinking, it's what, it's, you know, we should all be saying.
Yeah, were you doing it for your own opinion?
No,
or
I'm, certainly not.
You gotta do it, you gotta do what you like.
Yeah.
You like.
Come on, Kong, this is not.
Kong! The eighth wonder of the world!
Not a guessing game, trying to find out your opinion.
Of those, I would have to say Vince Vaughn, then.
It's always Rayburn with him.
the number one answer in America is Adam Sandler.
Oh, God!
That's weird.
Adam Sandler, number one.
What? Parade
Will Ferrell, number two. Jon Stewart, number three.
Huh.
Vince Vaughn, number four. Ben Stiller, number five.
Wow, mine was last.
And Steve Carell, where was he on the list?
Well, last place.
Kevin
Carson. In 2006, a number of baby boomer celebrities are turning 60. Of the following, who is the sexiest 60-year-old? And I'll leave the men out. Susan Sarandon, Diane Keaton, Cher, or Goldie Hawn? I'll tell you that I selected Diane Keaton.
Uh-huh. Reasonable.
I'm going to go with Cher.
Really?
Yep.
Buzz.
Got to be going.
Adult charts.
Charts. Don't bring the kiddies around.
AJ's.
Adult charts, you know, where you try to hurt somebody.
Jarts.
The loser in jarts is the one that has the spike in the head.
I know we have discussed this before, but if you are under the age of 30, when you go home tonight, do a Google search for jart. Jarts. J-A-R-T-S.
You laugh and laugh.
You had jarts, didn't you? Did you have jarts?
You had your ass. I can tell you exactly what they were. They're gigantic metal spikes that have big, piercing, pointed, I don't want to say, almost like machetes on the end of them.
It is a dart like you would throw at a dartboard, only it's 10 times larger. It's much larger, and you would throw it at a target and throw them up in the air.
They would have
a combination. They tried to combine darts and horseshoes.
Here's the deal. You would have a hula hoop that you would put on the ground.
Right.
It would be a red hula hoop, yellow hula hoop, and a green hula hoop.
And you score different points depending on you know, whether your dart would get in a certain hula hoop.
So you're a kid, and you're in your backyard, and this thing... No kidding.
It was heavy. It weighed a lot.
Yeah. Weighed 3 or 4 pounds.
Right through you. 2 or 3 pounds.
What you would do is stand in the backyard, and like with your, if you're like me, right-handed, little kid, you would throw it up in the air as high as you could, and you would run away.
Right.
And then the thing would come back down to earth, and you would hope that it would come down and go inside one of these hula hoops in your backyard.
And unfortunately, what happened is it went inside a lot of people's skulls.
Yeah.
Lawn darts. Because... Kids, of course, being it's a game, and it's a game for the backyard. A lot of youngsters would play the game, and of course, they had to outlaw it after a few kids got like jarts in the head.
I got a question, really.
Yes.
What would it take? We now have loads of green grass in front of this radio station.
Right.
Why don't we get some jarts and play jarts someday?
Can you get jarts somewhere?
I'll find out.
Can't you eBay them?
Doesn't Bart have a set?
Bart sold his. Bart's jarts. Bart had some and sold them.
Really?
Yes.
eBay has. What a great name, though, Bart's jarts.
Sold them for gas money.
Well, I'm familiar with eBay. I'll look into it.
Yep, here they are.
You got them?
Here's a set for $9.99.
Fantastic.
Wouldn't it be great to play jarts on the air?
Oh, absolutely.
To go outside and play jarts just like when we were kids?
We should definitely play jarts.
Now, we would have to clear the parking lot, though.
Yeah, we need jart helmets.
We don't want this. Later, they came out with Nerf jarts.
Now that sucks soft. For pussies.
Exactly. That's right. Nerf jarts suck.
Jarts kick ass. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just want to let you know I have a pair of jarts if you want to bring them up tomorrow.
You have a pair of jarts? Boy, you have the target, the rings?
Yep, everything.
So the hoops. Hey, hold on a second. You know, maybe we'll do it on... Is it supposed to rain tomorrow?
I think so.
We'll do it on Monday.
Well, Monday's a better day to do it anyway. Yeah, but I hope it's not going to rain tomorrow.
Why?
No, I mean, it's supposed to be sunny.
Sunny and 82 tomorrow. Sunny and 82.
How much you want to bet?
I'll bet you $150.
You're on, my friend.
All right, by showtime, sunny?
No, I'm just saying it's going to rain tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, No.
No, hold on.
Now, hold on a second. Now, don't play your carny game with me.
I'm not playing a carny game.
You say it's going to rain at some point, like a passing shower or the forecast, you know, which is the forecast is sunny and 82.
And I don't believe the forecast. I think it's going to rain. I think tomorrow will be a day like today.
I think it's fair.
Today was supposed to be sunny, wasn't it?
Today will be... Today it is overcast and cloudy, and I don't know where you lived. It rained for about 4 hours out of my house this morning. What?
You know where I live.
I don't know if it rained where you live.
It did. It did this morning.
Sometimes where you live and where I live, it doesn't rain, even
it's
though we live.
It's supposed to clear out and be nice tomorrow.
Tonight it clears out. And
but I mean, if you're
Sunday.
Saying at some point will it rain.
Okay, I don't think, I think tomorrow will be a rainy day. Okay, can we just go on that? I think it'll be a rainy day.
Yeah, I'll bet you.
You think it'll be a sunny day?
I'll say it'll be a sunny day.
And I think it'll be a rainy day.
What if it's a partly cloudy day? If it rains, I lose. If it's a rainy day.
What if it rains while the sun shines?
Well, that will say a beautiful spectacular rainbow.
Rainbow. Everybody wins.
I don't want to bet on the weather.
What's that?
You know what? Forget it. I don't want to bet on the weather. I'd rather bet with you about stuff that matters.
Yeah.
I don't
we haven't had a good bet in a while.
I don't want to bet on the weather, for God's sakes. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The weather. Yeah, you guys need to play Tard Jarts.
What's Tard Jarts?
Tard Jarts.
Oh, I think I know what that sounds like.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, now, wouldn't that be...
Well, if we do something outside, we can arrange that.
Yeah. Could you picture Dave versus Tom?
Yeah.
In a game of catch.
Dave versus Tom and Jarts.
Hello, Don.
We've already wounded Dave.
Hello.
What the hell he's doing?
Don and Mike Show. What am I doing here? Are you on the air? There you go. Hi.
Hi.
Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Okay. How are you, Speed Bump?
Speed bump.
Come on.
What do you want? What do you want?
You're big.
Hey,
yellow.
You guys are on in Sacramento, and you guys are number one, man. The sports station in Sacramento. So, Tampa.
Oh, yeah,
no
technically, he is absolutely right. We are on a sports station in Sacramento where we've been number one for a number of years.
And you know that because we get preempted for the lesbians all the time now.
Yes, we do. And
lesbian basketball.
And Jart's very popular in Sacramento.
Where the factory is.
That's where the
factory is.
That's where they make Jarts.
They have a stadium for it.
Hall of Fame.
Beautiful Jarts.
All right. We will. Let's talk about Jarts tomorrow.
Very good.
Let's get some Jarts going tomorrow. Larry King, I want to make sure we have time for buzz and news. Everybody's concerned about the airport thing, and
yes,
and we'll talk about that. Here's the real lead story. You're going to go home tonight and see terror averted.
Mm-hmm.
But the real lead story is this. Thank God Larry King is still alive. Larry King was involved in a car accident in Beverly Hills.
Now, that doesn't sound right. I want to make that clear. I was hoping. I just thought it would be funnier if it was Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Mike, it is.
Hi.
Now, I have to say, you know, the best thing that ever happened to this website, TMZ.com, is the fact that Mel Gibson's stuff ended up there.
Right.
So it's now one of my go-tos every day.
Larry has been involved in
I go to FARC. I go to newsfilter.org. I go to all the crazy sites. All the crazy sites.
The crazy sites. Of course, Newsfilter now has turned into just pure porn.
Yeah.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong at all.
So at TMZ.com, I found this story, which was just a brief item, but had a picture of him, his mugshot photo from whenever he got busted.
When he got busted down in Miami.
Down in Miami.
Right. For gambling.
So,
I think it was some kind of gambling deal.
Larry bumped into a car behind him while he was trying to back into a parking space on Rodeo Drive.
Oh, no!
Another car passing by sideswiped him.
I got a lot of money. Let me take care of this quietly.
Now... Do you want to guess what kind of car Larry King was driving?
Well, Larry has been making a ton of money for a very long time.
He was driving a Mercedes, a new Mercedes.
A brand new Mercedes?
He was either driving a classic Mercedes. I mean, let's say 1960s, one of those nice refurbished ones.
Right.
Or he's driving a Bentley. Or he's driving a Cadillac. Or he's driving a Rolls Royce. What car is Larry driving?
I'm going to say he was driving a Cadillac.
I'm afraid you're wrong.
No!
He's driving a Bentley!
A Bentley?
Larry.
The best. Larry! Driving
Bentley.
A Bentley.
Bentley.
It's a lot of car. I make a lot of money.
Let me see. Who's at fault here?
I'm sorry I hit you. You're a cheap little car with my Bentley.
Who's at fault here?
Yeah.
Apparently now, if you go to TMZ.com, the car that Larry bumped into was a car that's even more expensive than his.
Well, it is Beverly Hills. You see him out there. Yeah.
And then, according to the story, when Larry got out and opened his door to go see about the car that he had bumped into...
Uh-huh.
Right when he opened his door, another car drove by.
And knocked his door off? Like, bent his door back?
Sideswiped him.
Whoa! Wow.
Whoa!
Come back here.
Whoa!
I need to talk to you. You've damaged my car.
Huh?
My Bentley's door. I was checking on the other person in the car, and the Bentley's door screwed the whole thing up.
Hold on a second. Who's the driver of the other car? Is that you, brother?
Hi, it's me, Marty. Uh-huh. I'm Marty Zeiger.
I'm Larry.
Larry, you hit my car.
You hit my car.
No, Larry. Isn't this great? Oh, man, some person is at fault.
At least we didn't curse. At least we didn't curse.
We didn't curse.
And
oh, anyway, that's... man, boy, this is going to be horrible. The horrible situation.
Name of that.
Got a car accident. No pictures except that standard mugshot.
Right.
Good one, though.
Well, hello. Just thank God that it wasn't Weiss.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Speak to Weiss.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
That old mugshot of Larry King is for passing bad checks.
Oh, my God. That's right. It's worse than gambling. It's passing bad checks.
Yeah, but it was passing bad checks, I think, on gambling, right?
Yeah, I think he had a lot of gambling debts. I know that he had a real problem with horse racing when he was down in Miami.
There you go. Yeah. That was it.
Hoises.
Like,
he had a terrible time betting the hoises.
I like Highline. I like Highline Town.
Let's go to the Highline Fronton.
Yeah.
I'll see you in Hialeah. That's great. This is good stuff. I get off the air.
Broward County, you like it there?
Hi, is this my loan shark? Listen, Gleason said he's going to loan me 20. So can you tie me over? How many points? What's the VIG?
I'm trying to back into this spot. Oh, my God, I've hit a car.
I've hit a more expensive automobile than mine.
Let me try to open my door. Oh, my God, I've been hit again.
Whoa, look at that. Dense, horrible. I never should have bought the Bentley. I should have. We remember Larry when he was driving around in an Oldsmobile.
What a nice one.
A Cutlass?
You know, that's what he was driving in Daddy Day, Daughter Day. Remember, it was a brown Oldsmobile.
My brown Olds Cutlass with my zip-up leather boots.
We got time for this? I don't know if we do. This is from the new Us magazine. How Leah Remini lost 80 pounds.
God love her. Is it complete with photos?
Here, Queens, Leah Remini returns to form after a two-year postpartum struggle.
We'll be the judge of that.
Leah has a message. Losing baby weight ain't easy.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Well, we'll get into it. Boy, oh boy. She does get her husband's name in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Remini.
Who is married to singer Angelo Pagan.
Hey, Angelo, where are my Reese's Pieces?
Gives us the skinny, if you get it. How difficult is the diet?
It's hardcore.
Well, here you go, Mike.
I'll be the judge of her.
There you go.
80 pounds, huh?
That's what she says, 80 pounds. Take a look, and you tell me. I mean, she does look slightly thinner, but she is not the piece of ass that she was.
Didn't Angelo used to be an actor, now he's a singer? Is there anything he can't do?
He was an actor who always wanted to be a singer.
Short order.
Now like they all do. Like they all do.
What is the deal? Is she losing her hair? I hope. Is she? I am not kidding you.
Who loves you, baby?
Is she losing her hair? Look at her hairline.
Wow.
Look at her hairline.
I think it's to divert attention from her ass.
Uh-huh. Seriously, that is a strange-looking hairline.
I agree. I'm going to be like mad with the telestrator. Only Mike's going to be able to see this. Mm-hmm. Two main parts, and you picked up on one, Mike. This is why you and I are so good together.
Right.
Two brains working as one. First, I would circle her head to say, what's up with that hairline?
The hairline
not flattering.
Yeah.
And second, of course, she's wearing black, which always makes you look thinner.
Well, yeah, I know.
But look right here. You see this area right here?
Yeah.
This is what we still call fat lady territory. Notice how she's holding in the stomach. And now, if I was to give you this picture and say, Mike, the picture's standing up at the CBS stand-ups at the premiering of new shows, is Leah 4 months pregnant? Would you say, hey, she looks good. That's 4 months pregnant. The one where she's standing up. Look at her stomach.
I'd say she looks like a 4 month pregnant bald lady.
Very nice.
The hair just looks a little different. I mean, the hair in general. I mean, this is a picture for a magazine. She got the stringy hair.
Maybe Kevin could recommend a hair plug guy.
Kevin's got a lovely brand new head of artificial hair.
He does, straight as an arrow, straight across.
God damn, I'd love to read the whole article. We got to go to Buzz here.
We have our instruments. It's my husband's Puerto Rican. My daughter plays that. That's my husband, Angelo. That was good, honey. That was...
You like that?
That was really cute, yeah.
Who he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Singer, actor, fry cook.
Absolutely. Hold on, where's the one about the lemons?
This is Leah Remini for Rogaine. Yeah. How are you? Good for you. You got the head plug.
We have our instruments.
Hold on, the same one. Hold on a second. God, Leah. Leah Remini.
So here we are. This is the entry to our home. And for the record, we do have these flowers here every week.
We heard that one. Where's the one with the lemons, Robbie?
Yeah, the fake lemons.
That's the best one on the Leah MTV Crib Show.
All right, so now we're going to the outside. This is where we sit and hang. We have these nice pieces here. And of course, this is the way it is all the time. Perfect lemons. Are these even real? These ain't even real. You gave me fake lemons, Melinda, up here? How much are lemons? You couldn't get real lemons?
Huh.
I didn't know they were fake.
You gave me fake lemons. Now go clean the hair out of the drain. Clean those clumps of hair that are stuck in the drain.
We just had a lot of stuff we didn't get to today.
Right. Then we're going to Vivian's.
I'm just glad we got the story about the lady with two vaginas in.
That was a priority.
Mission accomplished.
Job done.
All right, we'll put that Leah thing on the to-do pile for tomorrow. When we come back, we will talk with Buzz and we will talk about all of the events of the day.
Yes. Leah Remini stars in a brand new show, The Bald Truth.
Well, she doesn't have to worry about bringing shampoo on an airplane now, does she?
No, she'll be fine.
Just a washcloth.
Just a little polish. Bald Leah. Could be a whole new angle.
Bald, fat Leah.
Yeah, and the more weight she takes off, the balder she'll get.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
For now.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Most of the time, the listeners are wrong. The Don and Mike Show.
Ain't that our motto?
You bet it is.
Time for Buzz Gurley now. The news tonight. Don and Mike Show on Westwood One. Brought to you by insurance.com. Instant online car insurance. Now the events of today here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
I think we need to ramp up for this, so let's do it this way. The good news is that some of the penguins survived the truck crash with zoo animals in Texas. The good news is fewer people are dying on highways, no thanks to people. And it's good news that a lot fewer kids are falling victim to online predators. But it's very good news. I'm listing the good news of the day.
That's good. He doesn't do that very often. He's mentioning good news. I'm happy about that.
But today's one day I would think that you would just...
I'm ramping up to it. It's the very next thing out of my mouth.
What he's doing, Don, he's doing something we should train him to do more often. He's softening the blow.
Shannon in the morning.
I understand.
But it's very, very good news that the British have prevented the simultaneous bombing of several airplanes headed for the United States.
Hello. This is Scott Shannon.
Shannon in the morning.
To soften the blow of today's terrorist events, I'm going to have Buzz tell you a story about... What was it about?
Penguins.
A plot.
Fluffy little penguins.
Well, we have penguins, yes.
And now let's talk about terrorists.
All right. Yeah, the bad news is there was such a plot to blow up several airliners headed for the U.S. British officers arrested 21 people today.
Jesus, 21 people. That freaks me out right there.
Scotland Yard says it would have been, and I quote, mass murder on an unimaginable scale. You see why I started with penguins?
In the morning.
Hello, this is Tony Blair. I kicked a little ass, don't you think?
Thank you, Tony. And the plot, they say, smells like Al-Qaeda. U.S. airline security was raised to the red level. A U.S. official called it the real deal.
Buzz, excuse me.
Yes?
I know this is really, really important.
Right?
Norman!
Hey, John?
Yes?
Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
You know, I can see that poontang.
You like it? Surfing the net.
You know, watch porno on your own dime.
Mr. Burbank is doing his news, and you're looking at porn.
Watch porno on your own dime, Joe.
How do you think I got there?
Oh,
get
God.
Out of here. Wow.
Sorry, Buzz. I'm looking at you present the news, and right behind you...
It's a bright screen he's got back there.
Some
bright boy. Great news.
There have been... There have been delays today. Heathrow was shut down for a while as police searched for explosives. As the flights resumed, people had to leave behind carry-on luggage, including, in some cases, purses, iPods, and cell phones. Now, the latest from Homeland Security and the Transportation Security Agency is that they are allowing you to carry electronic devices on the plane, including your cell phone. The only thing you really can't carry is liquids in a carry-on.
Even like a cup of coffee, right?
Liquids and gels, right. No liquids or gels of any kind. Breast milk and baby formula are allowed, but...
Hey, I'm turned on.
At least for a while, they had to be tasted by the mother before she and the baby could board the plane.
Now talk about sexy.
Transportation safety took my porn.
The targeted airlines include United, American, and Continental. The Brits believe they've apprehended the main 21 suspects.
You know, I thought it was kind of knee-jerk.
Right.
You know, because it's like all of a sudden everybody in America, no more hair gel on the airplane.
At least for now.
You know, I almost don't know if we should be like... is it LL? Is that the...
LL, the airline.
LL, right? I mean... I was reading about them, what they do. They profile people,
yeah.
Meaning that they don't go by your ethnicity. What they do is they look at your record. They want to know, did you buy a one-way ticket?
Right.
Do you have a valid passport?
Right.
Have you traveled through areas that we consider to be bad areas recently? And those people, they pull out a line.
Right. They do, and they sort of did that to me when I was coming back from Maine. They misspelled my name on the ticket. And on the way out, I was fine. On the way back, they actually, you know, took about a half an hour to ask me a bunch of questions. It was a little disconcerting.
The thing that I think is nutty and knee-jerky about it is, okay, so there is a threat that someone could use a bomb.
Right.
Make a bomb with liquid and using a cell phone to set it off. I understand all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, because this happens, all of a sudden, you see, here in the subways in D.C. today, metro system.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Saw on the news. 8 million cops in the subway with the dogs and the guns and the machine guns.
Right.
And it's like, it's there for show. It'll be there for a couple of days.
Right.
And I guarantee by the weekend, by Monday.
By Monday.
You get on our subway,
yeah.
It'll be back to normal again.
I just hope that, you know, they're continuing to do behind the scenes what they did today.
Please understand, I am not complaining in the least, and I don't know what I would do
if I was in the situation. Are you wondering if that type of show of force is as good as maybe just putting more into the clandestine stuff like the
Absolutely.
Israelis do, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, totally agree with you. I think everybody would agree, if you put it that way, that we could improve on our security here in a lot of ways.
To an extent, it's almost like spin. It's almost like, oh my God, this thing happened today, and even though it didn't really happen, we have to remind people that we're vigilant, so get every single Metro cop you have down on the subway today.
You know, they obviously do that as a comforting thing because it is show. Mm-hmm. But do you think maybe it flips people out a little more than it comforts them?
I mean,
I know it's a pull.
I've got so many ideas about security as far as, you know, everybody that flies, anybody that flies even semi-regularly.
Right.
I wonder, why not do a real good background profile on everybody? You know, they were talking about those speed cards you get where you go through.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
an easy pass.
I think everybody ought to have those if they're properly screened.
Yeah,
if they did it once, maybe you wouldn't have to go through the hassles, you know, if you weren't, you know, but of course everybody's going to bring their stuff.
Right. We're going to have to find ways to adjust. And I think they're looking at liquids and gels, and instead of looking at people so that somebody wouldn't be used as a mule, for example, by a terrorist,
who
has a clean record, who is white and blonde-haired.
But as I said before, I don't mean to be, you know, Mr. Negative on this, but don't you think really that at this point Al-Qaeda said, crap.
Yeah, okay. This deal's off.
They figured out our deal with the shampoo.
Right.
But look at the foolish Americans now. Mm-hmm. All they're concerned about, at least what we're putting out there for the world to see,
right,
is that we are on red alert against shampoo.
Yeah.
You know, don't you think they've gone back and said, you know,
look at the Americans bitching about the fact that they have to throw their cosmetics in the trash.
You know, don't you think one of these guys is going to eventually say something like, you know, if I just put a piece of dynamite between my butt cheeks,
mm-hmm,
if I can get on a plane with that.
Yeah, the dogs will find them.
Yeah, and other detecting equipment. There's electronic equipment that detects explosives now, and they would find that.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
that actually, it's not as easy as...
I'm a bad example. I'm not a good terrorist. But all I'm saying is that they would that I imagine that they're already thinking,
they're thinking of
their next move. And
of course they are.
I hope we're thinking of their next move as well.
As opposed to showing the... You know, the big thing with the dogs and the security guys down in the subway. I agree with you. I sure hope so. We can only go on what our government tells us.
Now, if you haven't already, you'll be hearing a lot about the upcoming 5th anniversary of 9/11. Oliver Stone and Nick Cage have a new movie about it. Mike's going to see tonight. CBS is planning to update and rerun a documentary about it. Some French filmmakers were Some French filmmakers were in Manhattan that day. Making a documentary about what it's like to be a rookie firefighter.
That's why I want Frenchie telling me about 9/11.
Well, they were there to film about rookie firefighters, they wound up filming more than they expected. It is an amazing film. It's won Emmys and a Peabody. There is some swearing, however, some crude language, and a lot's changed FCC-wise since the first couple of times the documentary aired. And yet CBS says that as it updates the film, it will not edit out the language.
Oh, I get where you're going with this. Okay.
That may be a bold move for a network already fighting huge indecency.
I'm sure you've seen pieces of this thing. This is where this camera crew just happened to be there.
I didn't like it. It's like it's video.
Right.
You know, I got to say again, CBS, why? I mean...
Well, this documentary has been around for years.
Why running... I know it's the anniversary, but, I mean... Isn't it a reminder enough what happened today? I mean, really. I mean, I'm going to get back on that whole thing, like with the Oliver Stone movie and everything else.
Well, here's maybe a reason. Hopefully, with more reminders about the 5th anniversary, more people will remember what year 9/11 happened. Nearly a third of Americans do not.
Mike, it's the Dateline timeline.
Oh, my God.
The plane's going to the Twin Towers. Mike, is it 2001, 2000, or 2002?
You also have to give him a hit record.
Hey, this is your friend calling. You are awesome.
Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 was on top of the charts with some song that sounds like all the other songs.
You probably don't expect that I was going to call you probably.
You probably.
A poll by the Washington Post found that 95% of us know the date, 9/11, but that 30% of us do not know the year, 2001.
Oh, listen to some poll off.
Granted, 16% were only off by a year either way.
A poll for the Washington Post.
Only off by a year? This is hours ago.
Right. 16% of us, however, had no idea whatsoever what year 9/11 occurred. Nearly half of those who don't remember.
You've had a lot of news stories.
Stunning.
Dumbfounded by that.
Dumbfounded. Nearly half those who don't remember are over the age of 55. I'm starting to forget already.
80% of them read Parade magazine.
That's right.
You know what? Absolutely.
Right. Some of the good news we promised you when we return.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Penguins, lots of stuff.
Oh, we need it after that. Yeah. Never forget crap.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay. Penguins, up next.
All right, I know you're just doing your job. Thank you very much.
I'm going to kick your ass. Hi. Hey, how are you, Leah? Nice bald spot. Fat ass.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Handsome Man recaps news and pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
And more, right.
They are the codeine in your cough syrup. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Visit you go to our website today, dynamikewebsite.com. Click on photos.
Yes.
These are photos of the... Everybody's been coming in the studio to touch our fake artificial rectum.
I've kind of made it mine.
It was brought in by the lady that sells hemorrhoid cream.
Right.
Picture of her on the website as well. Picture of our studios as well. Mike is sniffing and touching. Send it out to Sacramento.
Yeah, baby.
It's almost like you're doing the Sacramento dance on the fake rectum.
Absolutely. How does that feel, Sacramento?
I
think it likes it.
If you're having problems with iTunes, the problem has been fixed.
Good.
When you write in our name, write Don ampersand Mike, and you can immediately, as Mike puts the fake rectum up to the side of
the screen. I'm the itchy eye.
It would make a hell of a television.
You're putting that thing
Hello?
You're putting that thing on your face.
Some ass keeps going.
You don't know where that rectum's
that's
been.
That's your joke.
I stole it. Do you know that everybody in this room
has handled this?
Has touched that and you've rubbed it all over your face?
Oh, God.
I still dare you to put a picture like that on the web.
I won't because it'll be used
of you eating
me.
That.
No, my mom might surf the net.
Yes.
And see it. My mommy might see it.
Those pictures are on our website today. Just click on the photo. Now, if you want to see the pictures of the Mexicans that were sewed into the upholstery of the car,
right,
you have to click on the Daily Log. Yeah,
very good.
Thank you. And now, with more news of the day, here is our friend Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. And
Howdy.
Now that good news. We are, first of all, surviving more car accidents. Highway deaths
are
down.
I'll tell you the good news.
What?
Excuse me. The good news is that in just 90 minutes from now, the Indianapolis Colts will be taking on the St. Louis Rams.
He's pumped up about his football.
Glorious high definition.
He is pumped up about his football.
Football is back!
And you're happy.
God damn right I am.
How many quarters will the starters play? Will they play one
full? Oh, they'll play maybe three plays.
Okay.
Maybe three plays. I'm looking forward to the progress. Mike, I'm looking forward to the progress of Jim Sorgi.
Who?
Jim Sorgi. He's the backup quarterback for the Colts. S-O-R-G-I.
Well, why do you care about his progress? Peyton Manning's got the job for a few more years.
I understand, but I'm wondering if the Colts can actually pick up a decent backup quarterback.
You know,
I don't think we need to use these voices for the NFL. The NFL's the normal, you know, you're a sports fan.
Right.
Kerry Collins is still out there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, you know, what's that guy, who's that guy shot? That I mean, you've got a douche like Billy Volek,
right?
Who's going to be the starter for Tennessee?
Tennessee, that's right. Tennessee is going to be there until the rookie Vince Young comes up, right?
Yeah, I mean, Kerry Collins.
How'd I do?
Good for you, Mike.
You know why?
Why?
In the paper today.
Oh. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Thank you very
much.
Anyway,
Buzz, I'm derailing your news here, as always. I'm just very happy football's on tonight.
Know.
Even though it's fake football with all the guys whose names you don't know.
Right.
You know, they're wearing the shiny helmets.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I care about.
Right.
I have a nice big friggin' drink. And I had the nice dinner that my girlfriend almost ruined last night.
Oh, that's still waiting for you.
Yep. As soon as you get done flapping your jaws.
Well, good news. Let me flap faster. Good news, highway deaths are down. It's not because we're better drivers, certainly, and the roads haven't gotten any better. So
why?
It's the cars. That's the finding of a new study by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. It says that for decades, highway deaths have decreased. Now it says we finally know why. Design changes from seat belts.
Cars.
To
that's right. Cars. All about cars. Cars, 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 cars. Here's Rob. Cars. That's right. Cars. Cars. That's right. Cars. All about cars.
Okay.
From seatbelts to airbags to frame construction, all made the difference, according to the study.
Good.
That and fewer drunk drivers.
That is good news.
Don't get crazier out there. The study also shows that speed is a factor and that addressing that is next on their list.
Hey, speed kills, man.
Come on, man.
Don't take it.
A truck.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
A truck.
No black beauties out there, okay?
No amphetamines behind the wheel, dude.
A truck carrying zoo animals.
Unless you really got to stay up. And it's really important.
Vibrant.
Truck full of zoo animals overturned in Texas this week. Spilling some fish, an octopus, and yes, about 2 dozen penguins onto the highway.
Oh, dear. I see fish.
Where's your Morgan Freeman now?
Now what we do is we pick them up off the highway, the ones that have survived.
Batman.
The Indianapolis Zoo was transporting the animals to a tourist attraction in Galveston. The fish and the octopus were in big water-filled bags. The penguins were in tubs. The bags and some of the tubs burst on impact. The fish and 4 penguins perished. 1 penguin was treated for a broken wing.
Like corpses in tuxedos.
The octopus, the rest of the penguin,
Batman,
and the humans survived. Quoting a state highway official, we had a penguin wreck. The other good news is the nearly one-third drop in the number of kids falling victim to online predators.
Thank
a new study
God.
Yeah, shows that American kids between the ages of 10 and 17 are being solicited online less than they were 5 years ago.
I think you got to give that guy Chris Hansen a little credit on that one.
That and a new focus by law enforcement probably have a lot to do with it.
Oh, the Dateline guy that we
have? Yeah, right,
absolutely.
Right. Also getting some credit, parental filters on computers, and a growing awareness of the dangers of the Internet.
Good.
Study also found an increase in online bullying from other kids. And, of course, more porn. And despite what you hear, adults are still having sex with each other.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Yes?
you know, I hate to be like a stupid DJ, but just reading in USA Today.
Ah, the DJ's newspaper.
Well, you said bully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have an article about
what
that.
Is this, yeah, this right, the PS2 game.
Right.
It's called Bully. From the same people that gave, brought us Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
Apparently, it's as you can see, there's the kid. There's the bully.
Right.
And the whole purpose of the game is you just ride around your bicycle and just beat the crap out of little kids.
Yes. That's going to, I think that's going to produce fine citizens.
Sure. Sounds like fun.
But you know, there is a part of me that says if they're doing it on the game, they're not going to do it in the schoolyard.
I hope.
Yeah, right.
Schoolyard.
That's like keep a boy in sports, keep him out of court.
Exactly, right. And it worked for Coach Nicoletta.
And that worked for Maurice Claret, too. and you know, unrelated to anything we're talking about, the reports with Maurice Claret, the guy who wanted to be in the NFL 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and then,
former Ohio State great.
Right, he got washed out with the Broncos last year. He was caught yesterday driving a car. He had a flak jacket on, a bulletproof vest. They tried to taser him. They couldn't bring him down. He had 4 loaded guns in the car, half a bottle of vodka, a CD of prison inmates singing children's songs, and a hatchet.
Yeah, a little scary. And apparently he was very close to the homes of one of the witnesses in his robbery trial.
Who was going to testify against him today.
Wow.
Yeah, circumstantial.
Yeah. And I mean, that guy, I mean, seriously could have been a superstar, couldn't he? Was he that good?
Yeah, he was good for 1 year at Ohio State. He was good.
They got nothing on him. It's circumstantial.
You know, the thing, though, that got me was, okay, all right, you're crazy. I got that. Flak jacket, okay. Guns, okay. Right. Booze, okay. Even the CD. The hatchet?
Hatchet.
Well, at least it's not an axe. A small one.
A small axe.
Some crooks, although stupid, are really decent people. We'll explain after the break.
Bully hits schoolyard for good or bad. Game depicts tough side of teen years.
Tough guys.
Tough guy.
Tough guy.
Hey, tough guy. I'll kiss your ass. Or you say it the way you say it.
Hey, if you don't play commercials, I'll kick your ass.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Simply put, the only way to hear Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is to listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Oh, hi
Buzz.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Finally, I love the Taco Bell hot sauce, and apparently I'm not alone. In Grant County, Indiana, some folks intentionally stole 25,000 packets of the stuff. And this week, at one Taco Bell location, a dozen folks in ski masks walked in dragging 6 40-gallon trash bags full of the packets.
This is Robert the Mailman.
They left a note explaining they'd been stealing the sauce packets for more than 3 years, storing them in the trunk of a car. The note says they eventually felt guilty and decided to bring back the hot sauce. Are forgivable. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, and thank you.
Thank you,
Buzz. We got a plus. See you tomorrow with your episode, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 All right, and
I love this song.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
The two vaginas.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.